Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 12th day of March, 2013, and I am going to cover all this news today. We have a famous lawyer joining us on the broadcast who has beaten the Food and Drug Administration trying to ban vitamins and minerals 7 times, and he's more responsible than anybody else out there with allowing food freedom, what's left of it, in this country. Jonathan W. Emord will be joining us in the third hour. Now, you know Professor Griff is in the Obama deception, one of the more famous individuals in hip-hop out there and one of the founders of Public Enemy. And I know that he's an off-and-on listener because I've heard shows where he's talked about the broadcast and he's plugged the Obama deception in some of his big concerts because I've seen it in the L.A. Times. And we're talking to one of his managers, cohorts, friends, and reportedly he's on at noon today. But we haven't been in contact with him in a few days, and they're on tour, and there's much stuff going on. So we'll see if that happens in the second hour today. Professor Griff, 90% coming on the show. I mean, it's pretty much 100%, but I don't like saying that when you've been out of contact. And plus, I've noticed with entertainment people, whether it's Willie Nelson or whether it's people like Professor Griff or KRS-One or even getting a few weeks ago Immortal Technique in here. He was supposed to be on the Wednesday, and then they got caught up in another city. I think it was Houston. And so he was on Thursday. He was on another day late. He wasn't on the radio. He was on the nightly news. So I've just learned about half the time with music people, it doesn't happen. but that's no big deal. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of excited about the interview because he's all about exposing the Illuminati and the rest of it and really has some interesting perspectives on it. And where the whole world's going. So regardless, we're very close to landing Professor Griff here on the broadcast. And again, it's not a celebrity hunt on the show. I want to get interesting celebrities on. And interesting people. I mean, I found out about this lawyer. I was like, you know, we talk about the lawyer that Longevity hired back in the 90s and in the 2000s. And then Ron Paul's talked about the guy. He's a big ghost, a guest on Coast to Coast AM. I said, why don't we get the lawyer who keeps beating the FDA trying to ban vitamins and minerals on. It's just, to me, that's a really interesting person. You know, the head of the Small Business League that's trying to keep a few jobs in this country, that's an important person to have on. It's pretty much whatever I think's important. And a lot of times also what you end up recommending. You know, a lot of the guests you recommend. In fact, we should add an email that goes into the producer's inbox. I know Coast to Coast does this. I meant to do this years ago, like guest@Infowars.com, where you can just email us. Can we create that email right now? I just ask the IT guys, guest, and then assign it to all your emails, guys, all four of you. And then, because, I mean, it's a lot of great ideas, and then you can run those past me. Who listeners want to hear on the broadcast? Now, all of that said, this is another one of those days. It's like deja vu, but it's like Groundhog Day, but worse because things are more intense every day. I came in here this morning and of course, last night and doing research, and I looked at this news. And it's so crazy, and it's so over the top, and it's so out of control, and I can see exactly what the power structure is doing. I mean, these are the type of crazy things I've got here in front of me. Massive mosquitoes, 20 times normal size, genetically modified, coming to the U.S., prisonplanet.com. Here's another one, Sky News, that's Fox of the U.K. Cinema shooting, judge approves truth serum. They're going to drug people now. Because when you're under mind control, they put you on those truth serum drugs, it puts you back under the mind control. This guy was under government psychiatric care. I mean, there's the public mind control right there. That's just some of what's coming up. It's all insane in the membrane.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. InfoWars Nightly News. The news websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. You have found it. The front lines of the InfoWar. The tip of the spear in a desperate attempt to awaken the spirit of liberty. The spirit of 1776 worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Nobody rides for free. Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. All right, where should I start here today? I tried every day. I fail every day. But we're going to try to just let me not even start with the top stories. Here's one. City billboard urges Hispanics to revolt in Austin, Texas. It shows a mass of people with black flags running across the Texas-U.S. Border saying Arriba Mi Gente, or basically uprise or rise or revolt my people. And, of course, it's paid for by taxpayer money. And they have billboards paid for by Spanish-speaking companies, white guys, I've noticed, that own them and run them, saying La Reconquista, or the Reconquering, or the La Infusora, the Invasion. And it's all racist. It's all whites are evil, whites are the devil. Blacks are evil. Blacks are the devil. That's part of it. Mayata. And I sit here, and I'm somebody who's gone out, and I don't say this to like, oh, I'm a good white person. I have guilt. I like you. Be my friend. It's all mind control. The globalists are running this. I want you to have success, no matter what color you are. I want your progeny to touch the stars. I know what comes around goes around. I'm into the spirit. And we've all got one. I'm looking way past the color of your skin, but we're forced into this, and it's a forced collision to make. You see, the left isn't actually trying to create unity. They're actually trying to create division. And I'm going to be breaking this down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to stop right there. A special report at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to get into this. Because the Ford Foundation, the big banks, they have imploded Mexico and Latin America, and they are going to now have Hispanics, or try to force Hispanics, to racially identify with socialism and communism in a race-based political system, so that Hispanics cannot be reached with the message of liberty and freedom, and the globalists are going to merge all of our countries in the North American Union and make us all slaves. And then the government will play the part of the arbiter, of the referee over all this. So I'm going to be breaking that down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to re-air a short film I did 6 years ago that's an extra on the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that never got the attention it deserved. And it is titled Battle for the Republic. It's 16 minutes long. And so I'm going to break all this down at the bottom of the hour, and then air that 16-minute film. We're going to skip that network break at the end of the hour. I'm so out of control, folks. I don't plug my own sponsors. I refuse all this advertising money because I just will not even mention the stuff on air, even though we need the money. I skip network breaks, even though the network says, please stop doing it. I just can't help it. You understand that's thousands of dollars every time I do that, because I'm just so dedicated to covering info, and I get so wound up. I ought to just have the show go back to 4 or 5 hours. But then I get completely burnt out, and then can't. It's just, it's insane. it's insane wanting to really free humanity and knowing all the globalist tricks and knowing I'm right and knowing the globalist wheels behind wheels, plans within plans, knowing their playbook. And it's so frustrating. I just want the general public to have the playbook so you can be empowered. I want you to win. When you win, I win. We grow the pie. I love winners. I love success. I love everybody's children. I love innocence and everything good. And that's a weird thing nowadays. I don't get jealous by guys that have super gorgeous wives. I just sit there and admire them. I don't get jealous of men that are incredibly handsome. I just admire them. I don't get jealous of people that are incredible artists. I admire them. I don't get jealous of people who are successful that did it themselves. I admire them. And you know, that's a rare thing now. This is a screwed up society, man. The globalists have really taught us how to fail. I admire amazing people. I want you to be amazing. But I'm not going to sit here and watch the system brand selective. I mean, I was rereading. You know, a judge ruled in California that kids will be sent home for wearing American flags. I have the newscast coming up. The American flag is now said to be evil. Now, of course, America's run by the globalist, so the flag does represent the New World Order now because they've taken it. They've captured it. But the fact that at the same time the globalists use it to take over the world and take the blame for everything, and then they're demonizing it where you can't even wear it because the, quote, Hispanic kids say you can't, and it's Hispanic kids mainly being sent home wearing the American flag, they're going to force Hispanics to join the socialist globalist system to break up the U.S., not to create some wonderful Mexican homeland. Mexico's imploded, but to destroy all our countries. And it's so frustrating to know I'm 100% right because the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment are public about it, and to know that people are so confident in their race consciousness that it's going to drive whites into their race consciousness group. It's going to drive blacks into their race consciousness group, Hispanics, all of it. And then there won't be a unifying culture of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, the family, freedom of religion, what really makes us successful. And let me tell you, I can look at all the angles. There's not a lot of good waters ahead. I hope we can make it through it. I hope people can get reality. But we are being converted through massive re-education, through the prison system and through the schools. America is a giant prison now. Biggest prison population in the world. And they segregate everybody into racial groups in the prison, and then encourage the race gangs and the rest of it, and then to then feed that culture out into the public. MTV pushes it on record to break up and create division. While at the same time, when the crisis erupts, saying, give up all of your culture, white people, you're inherently bad and it's your fault all this is happening, while the social engineers are creating the entire witch's brew. And I guess I'm already getting into this subject. It just blows my mind that my taxpayer money in Austin's put up billboards saying, rise up, Hispanics. Rise up, my people. And we've got a link to the video of the artist saying that that's basically, you know, it's okay to be Mexican and it's okay to be for your people in Mexico. Mexico was just a Spanish colony. Mexico only had the United States for a few years of the Southwest. Wasn't long. The French had it too. The Russians had California. What are the Russians going to? I mean, can the Spanish come back and take over Texas? It's all baloney. And America isn't perfect, but compared to the government culture in Mexico, it's light years better. And that's why the globalists want this. And I'm already digressing. Let me just read to you the headlines as I said I would do. Okay. City billboard urges Hispanics to revolt. Can you imagine if the Austin city said, whites, rise up? Can you imagine? I ought to try, just to illustrate it, but the media would misrepresent it and say I was serious. I ought to try to go buy a billboard from Reagan Billboards. That's who this is. I bet this billboard probably cost $10,000 conservatively. Just to paint it probably cost $3,000 or $4,000. So let's say a $15,000 billboard. Because I've looked into billboards I've paid for them before. $15,000 giant billboard on I-35 in Austin. Hundreds of thousands of people a month will see it. And the great part about it is Anglos and others who don't speak Spanish will never know. See, my wife grew up in Spain for like 6 years, so she speaks fluent Spanish. She's like, man, it says we're going to conquer. We're going to take over. Gringos are the devil. She sees it everywhere, and she's like, man, this is wild. And I'm supposed to go, you know, I am the devil. Thank you for having a, you know, and again, they're going to force all Hispanics into this as a political tool of control. In fact, I guess I'll just start covering this right now. That's the problem. This is one article out of over 100 right here. Each one is just as important. Each one. Massive mosquitoes, 20 times normal size, coming to U.S. genetically modified. PrisonPlanet.com. Incredible. Here's another one. Cinema shooting. Judge approves truth serum. James Holmes could be subjected to truth serum should his lawyers enter an insanity plea at his pretrial hearing this week. This is a new level of openly, hey, we'll have some checkpoints. Hey, well, this is mind control publicly. They use truth serum type drugs to put people into highly suggestible states, like Sirhan Sirhan, it came out, was drugged up with this. And that's the police reports in L.A. The guy that shot RFK. Some of these other guys were on truth serum type drugs. And someone on mind control, you put them onto this to put them back in the trance. And this guy was on 7 drugs, as we told you he would be. It came out a few months ago. 7 drugs, the Colorado shooter reportedly. They reported other shooters, other smoke bombs, he told people in the jail when he was coming off the drugs, I'm under control, I'm under mind control, they set me up. And that all came out. He had a top Air Force psych warfare chief over him. He was getting $30,000+ a year from DARPA. He was in a mind control program at the university with DARPA. So was Theodore Kaczynski, LA Times. Look that up. The Unabomber was in MKUltra. Don't believe me? Just look it up. See, and now he's obviously not cooperating, so they're going to shoot him up again and publicly hide it in plain view.
Love. Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You know, the taste of love is sweet, and hearts like ours meet. All right, let me just try to go over some more of the headlines here. They're too insane. So I told you this guy was under mind control. It all came out in the news, a piece here, a piece there. That was definitely a staged event. And just like Larry Pratt said of Gun Owners of America, if they'd stage Fast and Furious that killed thousands, they'd stage anything. Remember, they staged Oklahoma City, the very same crew, the same Justice Department crew. Here's Bloomberg. Nice headline for you. California seizes guns as owners lose right to bear arms. They're now saying misdemeanors. They're going to take your guns. They're now saying if you ever went to a psychologist who said you had PTSD or depression, boom, the SWAT teams come, take your guns. It's all described. And now they're going to take basically anybody with a misdemeanor's gun. All over the country, they're coming. They're coming for your guns. Colorado sheriffs, Senate Dems threatened pay freezes over gun control opposition. And they've now gone public. Because in that state, I guess it's controlled by the state what sheriffs are paid. It shouldn't be that way. Sheriffs should be more independent at the county level of what the county wants to pay them. It is a division of the state, though. And they were told, and they've now gone on record, multiple sheriffs, you will have your pay cut, and so will the deputies if you don't take the guns. I mean, that is so criminal, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's bribery right there. And here's another one out of AP. Enterprise, AP Enterprise, whatever that means. President Nixon wished for total handgun ban. This is run in every paper I've seen. Houston Chronicle, Dallas Morning News, Austin American Statesman right here in Austin. I looked it up. Politico ran it. They're really pushing this. That, hey, it's conservative. Nixon wanted you to turn in your handguns. Nixon was a eugenicist, New World Order globalist who opened up communist China to get all our jobs and had price controls. But because Democrats went after him, conservatives worship him. Richard Nixon out-Clintoned Bill Clinton, if you really knew who he was. Now, he was actually in charge. He was a globalist, but he was running things, so they destroyed him because there's a lot of power infighting going on. But that's why we're in so much trouble, and it shows how far we've come, though. Back in the 60s and 70s, they almost got all the guns. They almost got rid of our military then as well and put it under UN then, under State Department Memorandum and Public Law 7277. So that's the type of stuff going on. Look up 7277, the manual's online, where we have no military, our police are disarmed, and UN troops are here. That's why you've always heard, oh, that's coming, but we've held it back. The old-timers, by warning people, bought us a lot of time, so they've incrementally put a lot of it in, but not all of it. So that's why you can read what the John Birch Society said in the 60s. People are like, this is crazy. Now it's all come true, basically. We held it back. They wanted this stuff by the 70s. Brzezinski's written books on that. He's one of their top statisticians. So I'm begging you to become aware of all of this. And again, a UN Department of Peace sounds great, but it means everybody else has their guns taken but them, including governments. Okay, here's another one. Share of homes with guns shows four-decade decline, a New York Times baloney piece. They have a poll where they call people up and ask if you own guns, and they say a record number say they don't. But then I have the numbers. In the last 3 years, they've seen, in fact, I meant to cover this. Will you guys print gun sales triple? Because I saw, I think it was Reuters yesterday. Gun sales have tripled the last 3 years, and they're set to more than triple again when the numbers come out for this year. But they're always a few months behind. The first few months of this year. I mean, everybody knows the guns are sold out. Everybody knows, every liberal I know has gone out and woken up and bought guns. You know, it's coming out that Gabrielle Giffords' husband's buying AR-15s. They caught Mayor Bloomberg's top anti-gun guy, you know, out buying AR-15s and shooting them. I mean, it's all coming out. You constantly catch Michael Moore with guns or shooting on his property. The photos get leaked, or bodyguards with guns. And he says you should have a dog, though. They're gun obsessed. Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, they both got multiple bodyguards, up to six. They've all got concealed carries in their cities. They don't want you to have a gun. And that brings me to my next article. DHS to purchase more firearms as arm buildup intensifies, Infowars.com. Ford's ask if huge ammo buys should become national conversation. And again, the reason we know this is their chink in the armor, one of the big ones, they got quite a few armored scales missing, and there's pink dragon belly right there. We'll just use it. They run screaming saying this doesn't exist, but now a lot of mainstream media is going, but it does exist. Why? Let's talk about it. Well, what is going on? This is 10, 12, 15 times now what you ever bought in 1 year. Well, what's the armored vehicles for? What's the... Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. Don't look over here. No. Me thinks you protest too much. All right, we'll be back. That's just the tip of the iceberg on the gun news. We got big guests coming up today as well, but I'm going to break down some amazing news.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Arriba mi gente, rise up my people, with an image of the border being flooded by upraised fists and black flags. The Mexico pouring into Texas. You have the globalists that have captured this country financially for 50 years, paying for textbooks in Mexico, saying the Southwest belongs to Mexico, and Mexico, depending on which part of the Southwest it was, only had the Southwest for between 10 and 20 years, and so did five other countries, off and on. That's why there's the six flags of Texas. But it's taught Mexico is poor because the Southwest was taken. The truth is, Spain and Mexico couldn't hold the Southwest, so they invited the Anglo settlers predominantly, which were experts at taking over and killing everybody, into the area, okay, for giant Indian wars. And that's what went on. And it was pretty much toe-to-toe. It's not like it was just one group ganging up on the other. It'd be one native group coming and saying, help us kill the other native group. So it's just all humans acting the same way. Barbarism. And it organizes around race or culture. Okay, in fact, a lot of native tribes would hate the next native tribe a lot more than they hated the round-eyed, forked-tongued whites. So the worst would rise to the top, balkanization, and the same reason the natives couldn't unify and hold North America was the same reason that the globalists are engaging in divide and conquer today. It's called divide and conquer. It's called balkanization. The British call it the Great Game. So if you want to actually know how the world works, instead of getting in your racial group and feeling powerful, then I'm the man for you to listen to if you want to actually be informed. Here's the article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It went up yesterday evening. I'm going to have, it's in the tiles right now, I'm going to have Adon, Salazar, Kurt Nemo, will you ask one of them to repost this up to the top? I want people to go see this. City paid for billboards, $15,000 roughly a piece. That's, and they've got a bunch of these. Ariba, how do you pronounce it, Chris? Because Richard Reeves was breaking it down for me. Mejente. So up my people, rise up my people. Okay, and it shows the border, Mexico, and the people rising up, coming across it with a heart, basically, which symbolizes the heart of the people, have the heart to rise up. And then she says in a video why she did this. So the city of, and I have to put up with this everywhere I go. There's murals, there's art, and I can read a little Spanish. My wife obviously can. Members of the crew that speak Spanish bring this stuff to me, and it's just ongoing. When I was in high school in art class, they said, let's take an art trip to the University of Texas to see an art display. And it was one of the professors, and it was America's bad, white people are bad, this country's evil. And I knew some history. I was a senior in high school, and I said, well, wait a minute. I said, Mexico had a lot of tyranny against the natives as well, and there was a lot of oppression, and Santa Anna was a dictator. I mean, Guatemala threw him off, and there were revolts against him in Mexico, and over a third of the founders of Texas were Hispanic, and that's not taught. What's your agenda here? And it was basically communism. The guy was up there preaching communism in a race-based liberation theology. So see, I'm against aborting Hispanic babies and having forced abortion in Mexico, which is now going on. I'm against Hispanics having 3,000% increase over that in type 2 diabetes the last 20 years. Aspartame, wood alcohol just hits Hispanics genetically. I mean, I don't like driving by and seeing Hispanics at every bus stop, and I've seen this before, with their legs sawed off, young ones. Because I'm an evil, racist white guy. I'd like to go tell them how to not have their legs sawed off. But as long as I said La Reconquista, hell, I could blow their houses up if I wanted to, and they'd thank me for it. If I gave them a pat on the head and said, oh, I'm evil white, that's right, you'll take over. Now let's saw your legs off. It's social engineers, the same ones that took over the black community, Margaret Sanger, saying 80 years ago, you can pull up her letters online, we cover it in my film Endgame. She says, these are black weeds. These are subhuman, but they don't trust whites. We've got to hire educated blacks, pay them off, and get control of these people so we can abort them and kill them. And they kill 52% of blacks who are never born. So actually, all the white supremacist people out there, you should love the liberals in Planned Parenthood. And I guess you do. That's why you hate me so much. But again, whenever I point this out, it's racist Hispanics just going crazy in the comments on YouTube at InfoWars. I mean, I showed in a piece some guys that'll sing songs for you down on the border through the mountains. And I put a clip of that in my Big Ben thing, and I thought it was super romantic. I didn't want to leave. I wanted to just keep paying the guy $5 and have him sing. I put a clip of that in there that I just thought was beautiful singing. And they said, look at the racist showing a Mexican singing. No, you're the racist against your own people. You're the people that are idiots that have bought into this whole mind control. I want you to succeed. And I want you to get up off your mind control butts and realize that when the globalists engineer this anywhere, they play groups. In Africa, they'll play one group of animists off against the other animist. Same genetics, look almost, like each other, like cousins, but they live across the river from each other, and they hate each other all day, and they'll come and beg white, mercenaries, we'll give you all the diamonds, just kill all of them. It's racial division. It's gang mentality. It's putting humans in gangs. And that's the type of stuff we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. To where things are so racially heightened and there's so much tension that if I put a clip of somebody who sings from the side of the Mexico border through the Boquillas Canyon, and it sounds magic, cameras can't pick it up, he knows it sounds beautiful, I can't show a minute of somebody singing without Mexicans saying it's racist, I'm making fun of Mexicans. You have a bad view of yourself. You think you're ugly. You think you're bad. You think you've got a score to settle, and as long as you can pull me down, you're going to succeed. That's not how this world works. Not in the 21st century especially. This is the global technocrats against all of humanity, and that's what we're facing. You look at the prisons. They didn't naturally get like this, where we have 4+ million people in prison, more than communist China has over 300 million people. They create the Hispanic gangs, the Asian gangs, the white gangs, the black gangs, and they're run by the warden, and the gang racial leaders all report to him. And if you don't want to be in a racial gang and get all the tattoos and get bent over and submit to this, you get thrown in solitary confinement or stabbed to death. And again, they let the criminals run fraud out of the prisons so they can then buy drugs from the jail guards. I mean, this is all on record. And this is converting our culture with MTV and all of it to the tough guy. You're not tough unless you're a criminal. You're not tough unless you know, when you become a criminal, it's designed to lose your rights. It's designed to make you a slave. Reject the criminal gangbanger culture. Reject the white supremacist gangbanger culture, the Hispanic gangbanger culture, the black gangbanger culture, the Asian gangbanger culture. Reject it all. But notice what the globalists attack. They attack people fleeing to the countryside, black, white, Hispanic. Believe me, I live in the countryside, trying to have gardens, trying to raise their kids right. They just want to raise their kids right. You know, black homeschoolers live out in the countryside near where I do. They just want to have some horses and chickens, and they know what's going on, and they're listeners because I've talked to them, ran into them at the store. Hey, we're listeners, blah, blah, blah. And then I learned where they lived and run people like that. They're just like me. They care about their kids. They want a future. But they say, oh, the racist whites are fleeing to the countryside. Well, my gosh, if you don't like being stalked and having racial epithets yelled at you at the gas station when you go into a minority neighborhood, or you don't like being physically attacked or mugged, see, you're a racist. If you're white, you should take your kids out and have the racial gangs kill them to prove you know you're bad. You should say, I love the city of Austin paying $15,000 for each billboard that says, Arise, my people, showing an army flooding over into Texas. And then show the young woman being paid to do this, saying, yes, I want us to be proud of our people, of Mexico. And I'm from Laredo. Well, why don't you move to Nuevo Laredo, where thousands die every year and there's rocket attacks on newspapers? Because you won't have to, though, because we're going to be a narco-terrorist state just like Mexico, and that's the globalist plan. You'll never hear La Raza, which means the race. You know, imagine if I started a group called The Race. We're starting a group called The Race for White People. I mean, I have the articles here. In fact, I have a newscast right here. California students sent home for wearing U.S. flags on Cinco de Mayo. Remember that, AP? Judge backed school that sent home students wearing American flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo. And by the way, they were Hispanic. And it turned out, most of the kids were Hispanic. They sent like, what is it, 9 kids home one day? And it turned out they didn't even wear them on purpose. The American flag's on tons of apparel. It turned out it was, I think one of them was an American Apparel shirt. I mean, I got stuff with American flags on it because I know what the real good parts of America stand for. That flag's mine. I'm not giving it to the globalist. Look, there's an American flag was just behind me. And so this is what it's gotten to, where all over the country they pull down American flags and stomp on them. At postal service, post offices. And it's crazed. It's crazed racial garbage. And then no one's supposed to talk about it as they run TV ads. We've shown these on by the way, white-owned, you know big Spanish cable systems and stuff in the U.S. You can look these up. In fact, I'm going to have Watson, one of the guys, wrote a whole article on it, going over the fact that if you look at it, they have these big billboards saying L.A., USA, cross out USA, Mexico. Remember that a few years ago? Or big billboards that say La Infusora, or The Invasion, or La Reconquista, the Reconquering. And this is what I was taught at Anderson High School by actually my social studies teacher and then by the art teacher, who, by the way, were white. And they were there as technocrats, knowing full well what they were doing. You see, that's the thing. They know. Do you think they want Hispanics, who, by the way, it's done deal. For all the white supremacists out there, Hispanics are the future. Over half the kids in America are now Hispanic. in America. But you know what? The New World Order can't have them going, I want guns. I want private property. I want to raise my family. I don't want to have forced inoculations. I don't want forced abortion. You're going to have dirty leg, dirty toe-chi, sandal, fake hippie, beatnik garbage shoved down your throat, just like Latin America has, as communism is the only way. You got global corporate monopolies that love communism at the grassroots, and that's what you're going to be forced to have, and that's your future, and that's what you get. And folks, I've sat there at demonstrations in Austin where there are guys that look just like Che Guevara. You know, I mean, they're into it with the hat, the beard, the whole deal. And we shot video of this. We've shown it. And they're wearing shirts. Remember a few years ago that said Plan to San Diego, which was a plan to kill all whites over the age of 16. Look up the Plan of San Diego. UT endorses it on their website. And I go over and I go, you don't care about the abortion of Hispanics. No, I don't. We're going to get you. You don't care about all the GMO, the tyranny. No, we don't. We're going to get you. We know you're racist because you're white. And it's just all part of this imaginary, dressed up like soldiers. We're going to get you. But then at the same time, people say, well, then why would you have something like a Mortal Technique on? Well, he says that he understands communism as a system, but doesn't think it's good and is part of the control mechanism. And he says he wants to empower everybody and that he gets a lot of what I'm saying. So I'm trying to reach out to people. But the larger issue is that at another level, when whites are attacked and whites are told they're scum, or white kids are beat up at school and then told by the school that's the way it is, they run not out of even racism. And so what's happened is they use the leftist movement to make whites all guilty for social engineering, not for general equality and empowerment. Then whites have figured that out. And so instead of realizing the larger game plan, they are running in droves and becoming super militant and can't even call it racist. They're just tribal. They're like, well, I want other people to do good, overall on average, are sophisticated enough from education and things to get it, but it doesn't matter. I'm still not wanted. And so whites get that. And again, that's meant to have them be scared as a main gang with the government, who will be the referee in all of this. You see, the government doesn't want the people together under Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, which has never even been fully realized, but produced more wealth than anything that Earth's ever seen. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want liberation theologies. You know, I said that to Immortal Technique. I said, well, a lot of this is liberation theology you're putting out. That was put out by the globalists. He goes, well, regardless, it still has some good points. Well, anything seductive does. But do the globalists want to help Mexico? Do the globalists want to help Latin America? The answer is no. Do the globalists want our guns to take care of the kids? No, they want them to enslave us. Has Mexico taken all the guns and has the highest crime rate in the world? Yes. Are the globalists funding forced abortions in Mexico? Are they funding forced sterilizations in Mexico? And you could say, well, there are too many people. Okay, so I don't want Mexicans dead. I mean, I want you to have kids, you know, with light in their eyes, who love liberty. Because then they're a human being that's a soldier for freedom in the future. But you know what? It is an absolute. Even if I have goodwill, even if I have a good heart, I still know that this message will not get through to most whites, most blacks, most Hispanics, most Asians, you name it. It just feels too good to just say whites are the devil, and then whites will say you're all the devil, and then the government can play the part of referee. It just feels too good to be losers. It feels too good to be chumps. It feels too good to believe in Obama 4 years ago and have him come in and, oh, he's going to give me free health care, and he doubles the health care cost and lets insurance companies cut the type of care you get. I won't have time to play the entire Fall of the Republic, the extras from Endgame, Battle for the Republic, unless Professor Griff doesn't show up in the next hour, which, again, entertainers are famous. He is set. So he's coming on, so that needs to happen. Okay, so we'll have to play Battle for the Republic another day. I want to challenge people online to go watch it. It's been up there 6 years on YouTube, so it's not high res. We're going to re-air it tonight in high res on the nightly news, and I'm going to shoot an intro to that. It's just, this is an absolute paramount issue for you to understand. And I'm going to go ahead and do this network break because I've got to stop skipping. And when I come back, I'm going to play a newscast where they said the kids are sent home for American flags. See, you're sent home for pointing your finger. Now if a pastry that isn't even a gun looks like it could be the shape of a gun, you get kicked out of school. It's mind control. Can't have an American flag, can't have a pastry, can't have a plastic knife to spread your jam at school. Your parents can't pack your lunch. But you know what? The city will pay for a billboard saying, rise up, Hispanics. Rise up, Mexicans. In Austin, with my money and your money. Can you imagine, again, Hispanics are driving around who can Spanish and they read that. Imagine if Hispanics who fought for this country, who know America isn't perfect but better than what Mexico's become, they're like, I want to be an American. I run into Hispanics on the street every day that say, hey, I want to be an American. I am an American. See, they're stealing your birthright. Mexicans are as Texian as it gets. Most Mexicans don't feel like they belong to Texas. Embrace it. It's yours. Don't let anybody take it from you. That's my point. All right, Professor Griff just called us about 10 minutes ago. He's going to be calling back in, so he'll be with us in the next hour. So that's exciting. Looking forward to this interview. Founder of Public Enemy, one of the main icons of hip-hop out there. And we'll get his take on where he sees the world going and the whole Illuminati situation in hip-hop and a lot more. This is going to be a powerful interview. I'm going to try to shut up and let him roll with his answers. You know, on the subject of what's happening, the globalists are scared to death of Latin America, full of really smart, hardworking people, ever getting a 1776, ever figuring out private property, not having El Jefes, you know, strong men over them. That's what everybody fled from Europe. And then, of course, they just rebuilt the tyranny they lived under here. But still, there was that kernel of the Enlightenment and the Renaissance and freedom. And when I see the big global corporations and the big white-owned, it's very interesting, you know, Anglo-owned, Jewish-owned, you name it, major media, because it's different owners, but we've done whole reports on it, pushing, hey, L.A. is Mexico. Hey, Texas is Mexico. Hey, revolt. Hey, get white people. Race sells at a primitive level for everybody, and it makes sense. And everybody's been wrong one way or the other. And so then you start blaming whole groups, and they say, hey, support Democratic Party, support socialism, support gun control. You know, show Whitey, take his guns. That's going to be your guns that are taken. The globalist, everything they do is anti-human. I'll assure you, if you're a, quote, minority, which is really the majority now in this country, the globalists do not have your best interest at heart, and they don't have my best interest at heart. And white people do not get a memo saying don't drink hydrofluorosilicic acid. They don't get a memo saying don't eat GMO soy. They don't get a memo saying don't put your kids in public school. They don't get a memo. They get a memo saying you're evil because you're white. If you marry a white person, it's because you're racist. And blah, blah, blah. And again, they forced a gangster culture onto everybody. Whatever you see done in the black community is a beta test. On record, they test everything in the black community. They don't just inject black people with syphilis, folks. They've been caught injecting everybody. That doesn't lessen what happened to blacks. They've gotten the really bad end of the stick because they were a group seen as inferior and, oh, it's okay. The globalists could get away with more of that. Everybody's being hit by this. We're in this together, and I really want to beat the globalist. I really do. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, it wouldn't be such an issue if 30 million illegal aliens were here if they weren't on welfare, a lot of them, and if they were constitutionalist and would support the Second Amendment and support property rights. The problem is I see the polls. They vote over 90%. You see all the illegal voting going on, but even once they're citizens, to take guns for socialism. I mean, my God, they had a whole bunch of the Hispanic Congress people endorse Hugo Chavez when he died and Che Guevara and socialism and total gun bans. I mean, whoa. Whoa. I mean, go talk to conservative Cuban Americans. How about all the communists from Cuba that are pro-commie come to Florida? They'll turn into a communist state overnight. I mean, this is a serious issue. They attach communism and socialism, that's a globalist control tool, on to racial liberation theology agendas. I want us all liberated. I want everybody empowered. I genuinely know you reap what you sow. Man, if I even think about doing something bad to somebody, it isn't social conditioning. It's my gut. It's my spirit. It's my programming from the Almighty that I shrink away from it. even if I have the thought that's not even, you know, my own thought of my heart, but just a thought my brain is looking at different angles, I go, oh, and actually shake inside. That's what God fear is. I don't fear man. I don't. I mean, they could kill my wife, my kids, kill me. I'm not happy about that, but if that's what happens, that's God's will. Because I don't have fear of man. I have God fear. But it's not like even conscious. It's overwhelming. I don't want you to kill your kids. And I talk to all these minority groups. They're like, oh, abortion's great. We got to do it. I'm like, that's killing your people. And they're like, shut up, Whitey. I'm like, I don't want you to kill yourself. They're like, oh, yeah, it's just so insane what this has turned into.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up the next segment, the founder of Public Enemy, Professor Griff, is scheduled to be on with us. Yeah, he's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And he is somebody who can certainly talk about the Illuminati, the New World Order, from a very interesting perspective. So he's scheduled to call in any minute now for the next segment. We're going to be breaking that down. You know, I covered this Bloomberg article just briefly in the last hour, and it is bombshell to say the least. California seizes guns as owners lose right to bear arms. And they're now saying, in fact, they've introduced a bill in Texas where the police say they think you're mentally ill, they take your guns. So forget some quack judge or quack psychiatrist like in the Soviet Union. It's going to be the police now. And that's what they're doing. You hurt your back. They try to put you on drugs now and say you're depressed. And they say, oh, you know, I'm going to write a script for you for some antidepressants. You're like, all right, whatever you say, doc. They're like, I'm giving you, you're feeling pretty down, aren't you? Kind of depressed. Yeah. Of course, normally you should be depressed. I mean, that's going to happen for a while. Well, now that's abnormal. They write you that script. All right, Bob, get on these. In about a week, they'll kick you in. You won't feel so bad. You know, with those herniated discs or, you know, broken ribs from that car wreck. Because I know a lot of people that were put on the drugs after a car wreck or even after having a baby. Oh, you're depressed because of hormone fluctuations, losing your placenta. I'm going to write you a script for the newest antipsychotic. By the way, I'm not going to tell you that 3 years from now we're going to come raid your house and take your guns with a SWAT team. And that's the new slavery. Get you in the criminal justice system. Get you in the legal system. Get you in the psychiatric system. Get you into the debt system. And this is how the control works. And then just like I covered yesterday, General Electric, what this year had $108 billion? Maybe we should search engine that. General Electric, 100, just show the viewers out there, also viewers, not just radio listeners, $108 billion. And then the article I was reading, I think it was AP, was just going over all the different corporations, 50-something million, 80-something million, 130-something million. Yeah, you know what? Hundreds of billions of dollars, they're not going to play jack squat, not one red thin cent. Yep, there it is. General Electric avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas. But you know what? General Electric, and the head of it was the head of Obama's council, economic council, offshoring jobs. Well, that's great for us. To his own factories overseas and his own systems, we need to raise taxes on the rich people. They tell folks, you know, making $30,000 a year who think somebody who's rich is making $125,000 individually, quarter million with the husband and wife or the spouse or significant other. And can you imagine? Can you imagine what we're talking about here of the person making $30,000 a year thinking somebody making $125,000 a year is not paying enough at 40%, just federal. There's all the other dozens of taxes, dozens and dozens and dozens. In some cases, over 100 different taxes, depending on the state you live in. 100 different taxes, fines, fees, regulations, and average person making, you know, who they call rich, over $125,000 a year is paying over 65% in some form of tax. And that's not enough. And then you got people with hundreds of billions a year offshore, and they're not paying jack diddly squat. And they're lobbying for more of the people that make $125,000 a year, their money. Because the big mega rich get it in corporate welfare, in bailouts, and in all sorts of insider deals, and they want to get rid of the middle class. They don't just want to rob the middle class, you know, just to get their money. They can make all the money they want. The globalists issue all the currency, 1.5 quadrillion right now. They want to wreck you. They want to shut you down. Do we have him? Wow, Professor Griff, I get to talk to him for the first time in person here in about 20 seconds when we go to break. Big fan of Public Enemy growing up. Some of the best rhymes out there, in my humble opinion. And so we're going to come back with one of the icons of rap, hip-hop, and everything else, Professor Griff, on the other side. This is going to get deep, so stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 12th day of March, 2013, and Professor Griff, one of the great granddaddies, one of the icons, one of the founders of rap and what is hip-hop. I mean, you can't really think of anybody out there except a couple other guys who are up there at the top of the mountain. He's an internationally renowned educator, writer, producer, musician, platinum recording, spoken word artist, lecturer, and founding member of the pioneering and revolutionary hip-hop group Public Enemy, author of the popular music business guide. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. Everybody knows who Professor Griff is, or they've been hiding under a rock, or if they don't, they'll recognize his voice. But the point is his website, we're also going to be giving that out for everybody. It's pgriff.info. We're going to have that up on screen for everybody as well, just the letter pgriff.info. And they're on tour right now. They're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. And I've been following Professor Griff since I was about 11 years old, because I grew up in Dallas and, you know, was on the football team. A lot of my friends, you know, introduced me to, you know, the first rap that was coming out. I really loved it, along with rock and roll and everything else out there. But I really loved Public Enemy and just the sound. And so then over the years, I kind of followed along with what Professor Griff was really saying, and then would see how the media would spin and distort, and also some of the government stuff he's gone through. But he can get into that if he wants to. We'll get into the Illuminati and hip hop, which is just constantly thrown in our face, but also in rock and roll. So many hip-hop and rock and roll folks have now gone public and said they're told to do that by the business. I've talked to former high-level people from MTV and major rock stars who were in the meetings when they said, we're going to stop pushing all this grassroots rock and hip-hop, you know, rap. We're going to go with gangster, kill 'em, you know, all this garbage. So that was on purpose. So we're going to get into all that with him. We're going to talk about so much more here today with Professor Griff on the broadcast with us. I've got a lot of questions. He's got a lot of points he wants to make. We were just talking during the break. Professor Griff, first, it was great to hear your voice over the line, and it's great to have you here with us today.
Oh, give thanks. Likewise. I just want to let you know that I've been an info warrior for a minute, unbeknownst to a lot of people. I was an info warrior when it wasn't even popular to be one in the hood.
Wow. Wow.
Especially in rap and hip hop, because there's not too many people like myself that was disseminating information. And as Malcolm X said, by any means necessary, but we say by any, all, and every means necessary.
Well, you were an info warrior before I was an info warrior.
Well, I was there on the scene disseminating information however I could get it. It's just that I didn't have access to a lot of information. I had to pick it up wherever I could pick it up from.
Well, I've been fascinated in my off time listening to a lot of underground interviews you do, and also some big ones, you know, just laying, you know, down a lot of deep knowledge. Let's give you the floor here. You know, first off, you want to get into getting the info out. Let's talk about it.
Well, disseminating the information, I think, is a three-step process. First of all, you have to be awake and aware to even want to seek the information out. Then there comes the time where you don't have to, quote-unquote, believe it. I don't get into the whole concept of belief and faith. And I know some of the religious people that are listening, please go look those two words up, and then you can call Professor Griff directly and we can talk. But you have to have some courage to disseminate the information. There's a certain degree of courageousness you have to have in order to disseminate the information, not only in this small group of people that surround us that are ready to listen to it, but take it out to the 85% of the masses of the people that really are not checking for it, so to speak. So we have to be able to put it in a language that the people understand. And when Public Enemy first came out, coming out of Long Island, New York, people were not checking for a small rap group speaking truth to power, talking about the government, talking about local and global issues. It was a very, very difficult thing. So the threats came from sometimes from within inside the black community, but the threats came from some ignorant white folks. Some threats came from abroad, especially when we went internationally, we started making the connection because, as you know, Alex, that the news that we get from America is not the same news you get from abroad.
No, it's from all different angles. So you start really seeing the propaganda when you see the foreign news.
Exactly. So then you start to tie the two together. Then when you start meeting people from different cultures, you start to get a well-rounded view on what this thing is actually about. And I've seen it at a young age. And by the time the Public Enemy thing happened and we went abroad, the shocking thing that shocked me, as you just admitted, that you've been following this thing and since 11, 12 years old, but now we're seeing older white men bringing their sons and their grandchildren to the concerts. and it's a beautiful thing. And as I told you during the break, the Public Enemy, it's never been about a white and black thing. It's always been about the human family.
Well, I want to expand more on that, but at its core, what is the New World Order? What is the Illuminati? What is its endgame? Because it's carrying out, as you know, eugenics operations against everybody, but the apple of its eye is Africa, and that's where in some countries, you know, they've carried out bioweapons attacks and killed more than half the people. And so many, quote, liberal yuppies are like, well, there are too many people. Well, wait a minute. I thought you're this big liberal. I mean, you're really going to sign on, just make a joke about and tacitly admit that you know this stuff's going on, but it's something we're just going to keep in the back of the room? I mean, huge things are going on is my point. What is at the heart from your research, all the books you've written, the videos, everything you've got on your site? What is at the core of this, the end game?
I think the end game, once again, is three or four different things, but I think the end game simply is population control. And if we can control the population by controlling certain individuals and certain aspects on what goes on a global scale, then I think they will become successful. But I truly believe in my heart of hearts that they will not be successful at all. We have set them back several times for them to go back to the drawing board. So the end game would be population control. The end game with controlling the population would be mind control. The end game would be even if we're existing on the planet, that's all we're doing is existing. We're useless evils to them. We're units, as they wrote about us in Rex 84, the King Alfred Plan. We're useless. We're useless idiots. We're sheeple. We're just here, almost like zombies. And they actually have a drug on the street now. I don't know if you've heard of the Molly. It's definitely happening in the black community, where you see these guys. It's almost like you're meeting them. You're seeing them. It's like the lights are on, but no one's home.
That's what they want.
This gaze and this glaze over their eyes, and you really can't even reach them. With designer drugs like this on the street, it buys into the whole idea of the end game. These mind-controlled kind of Manchurian candidates, so to speak, kind of zombies that are operating out here.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that trance. I came across videos that I'd seen at the time when they were first leaked 15 years ago or so of Clinton when makeup's being put on him or during interviews. And I've talked to people that knew Clinton, had him on the show, had on girlfriends, old friends, people attacked by him, that Clinton would like go into these baby-like trances whenever he'd get on the telephone and get orders. And that sounds crazy to people that haven't actually watched it. But later, I'm going to show TV viewers, we'll post it on InfoWars, a couple clips of Clinton during satellite feeds when he wasn't live, shifting into something that's not a joke. He's clearly in like a three-year-old mind control trance.
Exactly. And now, it's not only with the Bill Clintons of the world. These are actual average everyday citizens, black, white, and everyone in between, and they're doing it via frequencies, via the music,
that's right,
via the food, via the drugs, via these frequencies, these low frequencies.
They admit that televisions and thousands of studies, well, literally thousands, as you know, but for listeners, he's not joking here, is rewiring kids' brains, making them highly suggestible, and most people are now in a sleep state, a waking, what's the proper term, sleepwalking state.
Right. We did a song called Night of the Living Bedheads.
Yes.
And this was when crack cocaine had hit, and it was our answer to it. And they're functional zombies, functional crackheads. You know, they're under this. They, a lot of times they don't even know it. And when you make them aware of these particular things, then they call you crazy.
It's amazing. I've done a test where you actually give people commands on the street, and if you do it confidently, they'll start obeying like robots, even police. And it's really freaking me out, because what you're saying is true. The public more and more is going into deeper and deeper levels of a trance. How do we break them out of that?
I think what we need to do is make people awake and aware that we have to put living food in a living body. This is the only way. We have to put living information. When I say food, I mean on a spiritual level, intellectual level, mental level, and a physical level. So when I say food, I just don't mean physical food. But you have to put food, living food, in a living body. There's no other way to keep the human being alive. We have to feed the human being living food. If this information that you and I and all of the info warriors that are out there are trying to disseminate to the people is not viable and alive, we cannot possibly continue this particular work simply because it's dead information. It's dead information. So today, 2013, if we're having a conversation on the Alex Jones show and we regurgitate and do the Obama deception remix, it has to be viable to today. What's going on with Eric Holder? What's going on with drones? Do we need to talk about this today? And what does that have to do with the music and the masses of the people?
I want to get into that. Let's talk about your book, and we'll put it on screen, dealing with the CIA covert war, the psychological covert war on hip-hop, and how they've branded it and how they've taken it over and turned it into the culture-killing thing that it is today. Again, the Minister of Information for Public Enemy being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Professor Griff is our guest, and the website is pgriff.info. Please continue.
Well, you didn't. There wasn't a Freudian slip. You said it right. It's the CIA's covert war back in 1976. I don't know if you're familiar with a young lady. Her name is Mae Brussels.
Yes.
Well, in her Operation Chaos, as she called it, from the Monterey Pop to the different festivals that went on during the 60s. She said that there was a CIA war against the 60s counterculture. And after reading that document, it said something off in my mind, and I'm thinking, well, that's the same thing that's going on now. Mae Brussels said this back then. So when I started putting together the psychological covert war on hip-hop, I had to go back and revamp the book, and I had to talk about the Illuminati's takeover of hip-hop. Now, some people thought I was crazy, but when I looked inside of hip-hop and I started seeing some of the information that you talk about on your show, some of the information that Jordan Maxwell and Michael Tessarian and David Icke and some other people talk about, I'm like, wow, I'm seeing those things in hip-hop. So I wonder if I can make the connection. So when I did make the connection, once again, it took a lot out of me to present it to relatively a group of people that were just close to it. So I had to become symbol literate. And when I started explaining what was going on, it landed me in some trouble on some things that I don't care to speak about right now because of a lawsuit, but I could just kind of hint around it. Right now, they're attacking me simply because I'm pointing out the effeminization of the African male inside of hip-hop. And because of that, we have some high... some people that are on high, so to speak, they're probably high, but they're on high, so to speak, that want to shut Professor Griff down, but they're doing it by trying to attack Public Enemy as a whole. And I don't want to threaten the brother's chances of getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So they just ask me to handle this kind of conversation, kind of like with kid gloves. I said, I don't mind, because this is not thing is a lot larger than Professor Griff. But I can say this. If we are walking around today and you're walking through the malls and you're seeing young people and the effeminization is going on, especially among young black kids from the ages of 12 to 21, should I not speak on it? Because if STDs are on the rise, if homosexuality and bisexuality is on the rise, I don't care who people sleep with in the privacy of their own homes. I'm saying to you, if it's affecting the masses of the people.
The point is, when they're pushing for folks to have 200 sexual partners in a week, and that's no joke, ladies and gentlemen, these people are going to end up dying of HIV and hepatitis and all this. It is extremely destructive, the lifestyle of drugs and sex and all of this being pushed, and it's everywhere where they are pushing this on little kids everywhere, as is in the documents, for population control, because once they've gotten rid of masculinity in men, the state is now the daddy, and he can kill mommy and the kids. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. They've got to get rid of men, basically. That's why they feed us estrogen in the food and the plastics. It hyperfeminizes women, so they're the big, boss, the house slaves, what I call it. White women, black women, it doesn't matter. The Romans figured it out with their white German slaves. You put the women in the house, the men as slaves outside, the women will oppress the men, and then you hyperfeminize the women with the estrogens, and it turns the men into the little or little W women. Go ahead.
I just got a text on my other line. Someone apparently is listening. I just got a text and they said, just be a little bit more transparent. You have to go ahead. So I'm taking it. This is someone listening that's handling this case. So listen, let me be a little bit more transparent. These two people that I'm speaking of, in particular, Quincy Jones and Will Smith. When the information came to me, it came to me in confidence, and I gave my word to that individual that I will not reveal my thoughts. But when I put it out, I didn't want Quincy Jones, Will Smith, to think I was actually attacking them. What you just said was beautiful, because I've seen the effeminization process going on in hip-hop along with that went through a phase. It went through the first phase was you had to be there to understand hip-hop. Wasn't too many people out in the dark in the park with us. Do you understand what I'm saying? When hip-hop was giving birth to. That second phase of hip-hop was a golden era, the conscious era, which gave birth to poor righteous teachers, wise, intelligent, brand Nubian, Public Enemy, Big Daddy King, KRS-One, some of the other groups that were very positive at that particular time. Shortly after that, gangster rap kicked in and it neutralized conscious hip-hop. When it neutralized conscious hip-hop, when the Chronic album that Dr. Dre put out, conscious hip-hop was dead at that point. This is when we started to see the feminization process and thugging and balling and pimping and all these negative things entered into hip-hop, and we've seen hip-hop on the decline. Now we don't even have hip-hop, we just have rap. And I think your listeners need to understand the difference between the two. Hip-hop is the umbrella. Rap is one of the elements that sit
got it.
Yeah. Hip-hop. And we need to understand that.
Well, breaking this down, when you said your phone got tapped into, we just heard the audio change. Someone is listening in. The quality is not as good. Are you saying someone broke into your phone, or what's going on?
No, well, I just got a message. I don't know who the message came from. And the message came through the phone that I need to be a little bit more transparent.
Well, that's crazy that I actually heard audio change on the phone when you said that somebody broke in on the phone. Expanding on this, how have you seen...
Alex, can I just make just a quick statement? Number one, I don't want the people out there that have that homosexual lifestyle to think that we're attacking them. That's not our job. We don't do that. And that's definitely not what I do. I don't do lectures and beat up on homosexuals and anyone else. This is the information that you stated that's already...
Sure. The point is that when I pointed out that all over the Western world, the fish are becoming bisexual and so are the frogs,
right.
We are biologically being manipulated. And I don't get up here and bash people on race or sex or any of that.
Right.
The point is, in women, it's accelerating breast cancer on record. That's a fact, the bisphenol A. So let's, they call me a homophobe for saying, hey, little kids' juice boxes are changing their sexual persuasion, but also giving them cancer. That's in major studies. And they're scared to death when I bring that up. They don't ever ask, why are women dying of breast cancer at record numbers? It's always, let's find a cure. Why not? Let's find out why this is happening.
Exactly, and that's precisely my point. So when I mentioned two of music's icons and entertainment icons, Will Smith and Quincy Jones, in my lecture, all of a sudden now I'm a hater. All of a sudden now I'm all these other kind of evil, nasty names. And then I get phone calls from their assistant saying that they want to see me. Well, I'm available. You have my number. I put my number out on YouTube. Millions of people have my number. Anyone can call me. But I got the phone. I received a phone call from their assistant. I said, well, let's get up face-to-face. I never got a phone call back. So this is not anything personal against Quincy Jones. This is not anything personal against Will Smith. I laid out the agenda that I put in my book, The Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop. It is a war going on this on a covert level, and they're using the music to get to the people.
Well, look, I don't want them teaching six-year-olds in school any type of sex, period. I mean, that is absolutely out of control, and that's going on worldwide. You've heard about where they teach in U.S. schools. I can pull up. Guys, type in six-year-olds taught to masturbate in public schools. I mean, period. That is pedophilia, and so you're talking about it. I don't know about the beef going on. I hadn't read your book yet, but I do want to read it. We've been showing it on screen, so I'm not aware of the things you're raising. But specifically, I am aware of moves that I was told by executives to make it gangster, to make it violent, to make it anti-woman, to make it thuggish, to make it look like a big joke as a cultural poison, things that KRS-One has talked about also in the Obama deception. What is your take on that, Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy?
Well, you see, that is very, very key, simply because I've read this same document that's been put out there, and it's true because some of the same record execs and some of the people that are tied into the multinational corporation apparatus, Vivendi and other companies, are the same people that own and invest in and have stock in private prisons. So they have to fill the prison cells. They have to fill the prison beds.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Professor Griff, hard break. We're going to come right back to Professor Griff. Stay with us.
Come on, man.
The black males in their face. Step back for the new jack.
Swing.
For the platter. Scatter. Yes. Just.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The second 2 hours carried by XM. They need to carry all three. Give them a call, subscribers out there on XM 166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates, and of course the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go to InfoWars.com, go to the listen page. You can find links to the free iPhone app, the free Android app, the podcast. I think I'm going to put that all on one page, though. It's kind of spread out there, but it's all up at InfoWars.com. We have the nightly news, 7 o'clock every night. And again, we get censored by YouTube a lot. The censorship's getting worse. That's why for 10 years I've had PrisonPlanet.tv, even before YouTube. So you have all my films, the nightly news, the books, the video, the daytime radio show, 11 memberships, $5.95. That's less than 55 cents per person, per master membership. You get one membership, you get 10 extras. That's 11 people simultaneously that can log in with the same username, passcode. Everybody should go sign up right now at PrisonPlanet.tv to fight the takeover of the prison planet. We are funded by you. We are grassroots. We are funded by our little sponsors. And the system absolutely hates it. I don't want to digress right now, but talk about persecution, the stuff that Professor Griff's gone through, the things that I've seen behind the scenes. But for me, it only makes you stronger because fighting for truth is what really empowers you. And so I just appreciate people that have courage. And the system can misconstrue and twist what I say. They can do that with Professor Griff. And none of us agree with each other 100%, because I don't agree with myself every day with some things I hear myself say, because I wish I would have said it better. There's so much knowledge in the world. We learn more every day. A wise man knows how little he does know. But I do hope you'll support us and go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the books, the T-shirts, the videos, all of it right there online at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Also get the InfoWars magazine, the March issue on how they want to start a civil war and race wars and everything else. Very important how we expose the divide and conquer situation in the new magazine. We sell them in bulk at cost, or sign up and get a subscription at InfoWarsStore.com. It's giant. There's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products there. All the great new Mike Adams products we're carrying that are the cleanest organic source minerals and vitamins you can find. Believe me, he's got his factory outside Austin. It's amazing. All organic certified. InfoWarsStore.com. And also be sure to go over to Professor Griff's website, pgriff.info, and check out his books and his new book that's coming out. We're going to be talking about that as well. But you got cut off by the break, and that was intriguing. So really, I mean, lay it out for us here. I mean, it's your show for the next 10 minutes or so before I get into some other topics and maybe jam in a few calls. Professor Griff, founder of Public Enemy, hip-hop rap icon, expanding on this, Professor Griff, you were getting cut off in the break talking about the agenda of the takeover of hip-hop and rap, what the system wants, because they're invested in the prison complex. We have the biggest prison population. They're now having, folks can look this up, prison guards from the big companies as guards at public schools, literally inducting the kids into prison, the new slavery. Everything is geared to get you into prison. That way they take your rights away for petty crimes. So break it down, Professor Griffin, and lay out what you were saying during the break to me about the takeover of hip-hop, because this is inside knowledge people need to know, because control of music is the control of culture. Go ahead.
Right, these are the conversations that I often have with Chuck D when I run into Mortal Technique and Wise Intelligent, Poor Righteous Teachers, and other brothers that are here and that are doing hip hop, that's involved in it, that speak truth to power, and our eyes are open. We had a discussion in reference to the anonymous letter that was put out on the internet. The anonymous letter is too long to read, but in jest or essence, it said that these executives had owned and have stock in private prisons, and these are the same record execs that green light certain projects. The up and coming artists that you may see, they control their entire careers based on these new contracts that's been in place for the last, I'd say, 10 years, which is these contracts and these deals called the 360 deal. And what the 360 deal is the fact that if you take a circle, draw a circle and cut it up into eight pieces of a pie, put your CD or your album in the middle of that pie. All of the other pieces of the pie are ancillary properties based on the music that you put out. So pieces of the pie would consist of merchandise deal, live shows, endorsements, yada, 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 until you fill up the eight pieces of the pie. That is your whole entire life. That is a 360 deal. So regardless of however you have make income, money coming in, they get a piece of that. Thus, they control your entire life. Listen, they have you for a lifetime because they are the ones responsible for renewing your contract. And then they have not only international rights and domestic rights, now they have a new thing in the contract that says universal and global rights, dealing with the universe. So I read an article on how Will.i.am is going to record something and send a song down from Mars. It's kind of madness, dealing with holograms. And see, these people know what they're doing. They're putting the things in the apparatus in place, and they're maneuvering the artists to buy into these 360 deals.
Look at the Super Bowl. It's openly Illuminati with Madonna and then the other lady this year. I mean, it's openly Illuminati with Janet Jackson, with all of it, now with Lady Gaga, with other women wearing, you know, people's teeth around their neck, talking about killing kids, 666. What is the point behind all this?
I think to galvanize the energy radiating from us as human beings, to get everyone on the same page. Listen, Zbigniew Brzezinski made a statement. He says, in earlier days, we could control a million people as opposed to killing a million people. But I think then he said, then in latter day, today, we're talking about, I think he said that we will, it's easier to kill a million people as it is to control them.
Well, that's what he said. He said, exactly. I mean, the actual quote, like, guys, pull up, but it's something like, you know, 20 years ago, it was cheaper to control and buy off a million people. Now it's cheaper to kill them.
Right. See, they felt that if they could just control one individual like Jay-Z, and if Jay-Z has a million, 2 million fans, then we could control those 2 to 3 million people. Pretty much so, but you have to keep that one individual in check. But since the advent of the internet and this information out there, people are becoming awake and aware to the schemes and the games. And they even said themselves recently that there's only 6% of the population that believe that the news media is true. This madness that comes from the media, this multi-ethnic destruction in America. Because we know there's only a handful of people that control the media. Everything you touch, taste, smell, and see on TV, the big screen and the small screen, is being controlled.
Absolutely. And look at the message now. Gun owners are racist. The militia guys are going to start a race war. And there's no real proof or truth there. Believe me, I know I'm in it. And it's everybody in it of all races, colors, and creeds wants freedom and knows the system. The man wants our guns. But they're running a script just like they did before Oklahoma City. And they're getting ready to stage false flag attacks in this country. What's your take on that, Professor Griff?
I think it's very, very, very true. And, it's not anything that we have to run around and wear on our sleeves and convince people that this is true, because it's happened in history before. Only thing we have to do is study history. And we talked about on the break about the Hegelian dialectic principle. They control both sides. They can exacerbate the tensions from extreme to extreme different camps and make it appear with a video or as they did in Wag the Dog and some of these other movies. What was the movie that they just got an award for the last week?
Yeah, Zero Dark Easter Bunny and Argo, all of it. I mean, Argo's more true than Zero Dark Easter Bunny, as I call it, but it's all a bunch of fiction, made-up garbage.
Exactly. So they can control both sides, and then they can put it in you, throw it in your subconscious mind, and trigger it when they want to trigger it. And they can trigger it with entertainment, trigger it with food, trigger it with the music, with the vibrations in the music. It'll make you think that there's a race war going on, and it's nice, bright, and sunny outside. And this is sad, simply because we thought that once upon a time that we were making progress as far as the human family is concerned, coming together. Then they made it appear that we needed a Barack Obama. But the whole idea of the Barack Obama was, like you said, was just a broad sweep of deception. They used Barack Obama to get back into Africa, to sign off on AFRICOM, so multinational corporations can go back to Africa to recolonize Africa, to get the precious minerals that they need to continue to make iPhones and iPads.
You're right, and it was my own research, Webster Tarpley's, countless others, but we said they're going to take out Libya, they're going to take out Syria, AFRICOM's going to invade at least 10 countries. They made up that whole Kony thing who's been dead for 6 years to say that they can invade any country in Africa, and now they are. And it even came out in several African countries last month that the presidents came out and said they're running Al-Qaeda to attack their own refineries as a pretext to invade. It's totally fake. Mohammad Karzai came out and said the U.S. runs Taliban Al-Qaeda 2 days ago. More and more, though, the facade is falling. And when you say they're behind, they say they're behind in their own internal stuff that leaks. You're absolutely right. So how do you see this, Professor Griff, unfolding? These people aren't God. Sure, they have power as long as they're invisible and we don't know they're there. But when we throw sand on them, we can then, you know, see their outline. More and more, they're operating like they're invisible, but they're not. Their old lies aren't working anymore. Where do you in your gut, because I've heard you on other shows really roll with it, you know, and you know what you're talking about. Where do you see this going in your 25 years of fighting the Illuminati? How do you see it all shaken out?
I think my gut is telling me that the masses of the people are becoming awake and aware. We just need to get over some of the hurdles. We have to begin to start trusting one another and trusting the information that we share with one another. I can't begin to say to the people. I mean, just from my gut and the work I've done with Chuck, Flavor, and the rest of the guys in the group, that we've been reaching out and reaching millions of people in the face of adversity. We must begin to act like it's impossible to fail. And the information, how many times do Alex Jones, Professor Griffin, other people have to say the same thing for the people to understand that this is what's going on in the world and these are the games and the tricks that they're playing? We must begin to educate that those next InfoWarriors coming behind us. You understand what I'm saying?
How beautiful would it be if everybody just got that all the fake hip-hop and establishment music that they sell us is meant to hurt us? The message is obviously destructive. Couldn't people just flip and get it and understand it? People say, hey, we want easy solutions. Well, politicians are going to tell you that, but it is an easy solution. It's wake up, start resisting in little ways. It will grow into big things. What always frustrates me, Professor Griff, and I want to get your take on this, is that every time I stand up, 9 times out of 10, the system freaks out and runs in fear because they're not used to anybody standing up to them. But more people aren't standing up. It's that the individual who's doing things for the right reason has incredible power, and we're like 100-foot-tall monsters to these New World Order people. They are scared of us.
Yes, they are. But if I've often said, if there was 1,000 Professor Griffs, then we could kind of turn the tide. we could change some things.
Sure.
Everywhere I go, I meet someone that's like-minded like myself. But it's just that one person that may be in Vegas, or the two or three people in a study group in Wisconsin somewhere. So it's not enough of us. But I think what they're doing, they understand our strategy, and our strategy is taking advantage of technology and reaching as many people as we can. You know how many times my cell phone app have been shut down, corrupted, false messages sent out in the middle of the night. By the time the people wake up and they say, "Griff, I didn't know you was in the porn." I said, "Well, I didn't send that message." They said, "Well, it came from..."
Oh, I know. They do all sorts of dirty tricks and edit things. Well, now we've confirmed. I mean, we've had it happen. Everybody in our office, you send out a pro-gun message, they ban you or suspend you on Facebook, Twitter starting it. And they're doing it to little guys, though, not big guys so much. And there's an under the radar, but then they also do the false flags on big guys like yourself. When they go after a big guy, they do something like a misrepresentation. And people don't know. You don't know how real the New World Order is. That's one reason I say get involved. Get involved and run up against it. Then you'll know for yourself how real it is.
Exactly. I released the book Analytics, where I put the Obama deception in my book. I released the Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop, which was the next book, and my new book, The Acapella Revolution, I released a few weeks ago. And they're stepping up their attacks, but now on different levels. Websites have been corrupted. Like I said, the cell phone app, people are being, they're harder to reach. I thought the technology was designed for us to reach more people at a faster pace. Well, it seems like mine's just slowing down for some strange reason. I think that's deliberate.
Here's an example. They've taken speeches I've done, and I warned of this a decade ago because I knew the technology was already there. They'll take speeches that are mine, my show, no music, no nothing, and claim copyright on particularly powerful things. And it'll be like MTV, and it's me talking, no music, no nothing. It'll be weird Canadian companies. And I've got to threaten to sue them and have lawyers actually send them tort letters to stop. And it's always key stuff about real unity. They know what breaks through, and they go completely ape.
Right. This is why I wrote the Acapella Revolution, because Acapella, the revolution is complete, constructive, conscious, cosmic change. We're going to bring about a change, but it starts with the individual spirit and the individual's mind. So the whole idea of acapella, just speaking, is without the music. Let's just have the conversation and start the dialogue. And I think this is my attempt to put this information out there to slow these people and their agenda down, this New World Order, Illuminati agenda, just slow it down to a grinding halt. Because if we had the dialogue, at least we're coming together to at least have the dialogue. Their part of their agenda is that you and I don't talk.
Have you seen how Google admits this now? They look at what your profile is and only keep you in your little group now?
Yeah, I, yeah, I've noticed that, and not to say anything against Flavor Flav, beautiful, beautiful spirited guy, but when you Google Public Enemy, Flavor Flav comes up, and they look at Public Enemy through the eyes of VH1, and we know who VH1 is connected to. We know that agenda. VH1 is supposed to be Video Hits One, but they never play videos. So we know what their agenda is.
Well, it's to ruin
fans. And buffoon entertainment television, BET.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, you watch any TV, I don't care what it is, it's to destroy families and hurt little kids and screw people up. Because they know if somebody's got their head screwed on, they're going to find the truth. They're going to stand for the truth. We're going to have a good civilization and a future. But if they can screw everybody up, I want to talk about their super end game, why they want to get rid of most of the population so they can have the life extension technology with Professor Griff. And I do have that clip of Clinton under clear mind control. When we come back, stay with us. Professor Griff's our guest.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder.
Okay, here is a clip from a British documentary, the compilation of politicians, movie stars, people going into trances. And I've actually been around a lot of media people. And let me tell you, I don't know. Notice the Mickey Mouse kids, all those women that end up being the big stars who were in Disney. And I mean, let me tell you, there's something to this. I mean, now they want to drug the Aurora reported shooter with truth serum to make him admit he did the murders. So now they're going to drug you till you confess. When you're under mind control, those particular drugs put you back in it. But and again, I don't have time to get into it. It'll cut into Professor Griff. But that whole story, under DARPA control, getting DARPA money, multiple shooters, saying he was under mind control, putting him back on the drugs. All these guys has the same M.O. There have been cases. There was one guy in like 99 who killed a bunch of people at a church in Fort Worth. And neighbors said they saw him dragging him out and putting him in a white van 2 days before. And he'd been in Navy PSYOPs. And then I talked to his neighbors and people. I mean, it's insane. But side issue, here's that mind control video. First, it's just video of Clinton having makeup put on. Looks like a doll, totally in a trance. And then next is him acting like a three-year-old. Here it is.
In covertly recorded off-air transmissions from the Bush-Clinton presidential election campaign in the 1990s, we can see that Bill Clinton was nothing more than a puppet to the puppet masters, which placed him in the White House. Bill Clinton's demeanor seems to be similar to a person who is under a hypnotic trance.
Oh, definitely. This is great. I love it.
Can't do anymore.
He's not on drugs there. He is under mind control. That is hypnotism. Unbelievable. Good God. That's enough of it. It just goes on and on. Professor Griff, I mean, the problem is that you're going to be leaving us not in this segment, but the next. And you've said you'll come back in 2 weeks, which we're very honored to have you to just take phone calls. But once you're gone from here, I know you'll think, oh, I wish I would have said that. What else do you want to talk about today that's important?
I was just thinking that because I was saying to myself 2 seconds ago, I wonder if I should bring up the whole idea of the people that I have in my laptop that when you mentioned about putting him in office, I don't think people understand the whole dynamic of the city states, and I don't think they understand the whole dynamic of grooming these men to be president. And then the people that are put in place to put these people in office. So I in my lecture, I talk about the Black Pope, who's part of the Society of the Jesuit Order. I talk about the Big New Brzezinski, George Soros, and other people, and Rupert Murdoch, and we go on and on. Who is Joe Biden? And I talk about these things and how Barack Obama, Barry Davis, whatever you want to call him today, he's groomed to be the president, but he's not the president of the United States of America.
He acts like he's hypnotized at times. I mean,
exactly.
It's that same programming. I don't think the programming took too well on Bush.
No, it didn't. I think it backfired. And the whole doublespeak and the whole training him on how to use the English language, but to speak to only a certain group of people. This is very real. Stephen Jacobson, in his book, Mind Control in America, he talked about these particular techniques in depth. And it's something that Stephen Jacobson laid out that needs to be studied. This whole idea of backward masking and double speak and these kind of techniques that they use in and out of the music industry. I think it's a very fascinating, interesting read.
And people could say it's all mumbo-jumbo, but we know the globalists are all into the occult. The point is they're getting the power. Just incredible. Professor Griff, final segment with him. We're back in 1 minute, third hour coming up. And we've got the lawyer who's sued multiple times and beaten the FDA. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I was just talking to the founder of Public Enemy, Professor Griff, the information officer. And maybe we'll get him to Austin for an in-studio interview. Just amazing. He'll be back with us in 2 weeks again to take phone calls. Man, during the breaks, you're really laying it on me. You were bringing up some of these celebrities, and you're saying, look, I don't want to have a confrontation. I'm not trying to be mean. Nothing against them individually, to repeat what you said to me. And I don't even know about all this, so I'm not even involved in it, but I respect you and believe you. You said, listen, I had conversations with bam, 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 living people, and then you said, and Tupac, and they told me about what's going on. And I've seen other people talk about this stuff. What do you think happened with Tupac?
Personally speaking, my gut feeling is the fact that Tupac knew too much when he came back out of prison, and some people that I could probably mention, I probably won't get in too much trouble, but I invited Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife, laid out money. Suge Knight and a few other people laid out money. Tupac was freed. Tupac went to California. Tupac was propositioned by Quincy Jones, dealing with the sexual rituals that go on in these secret societies. Shortly after that, Tupac dead.
Wow.
now you do the math.
Man, this is a little... Wow, I did not know this was going to happen today here on the air. Man. Wow.
So I'm asking questions. That's all I'm doing, because I'm asking the questions and I'm putting it out there. All of a sudden, they want to attack me and confront me. But I'm saying, okay, I'm going to bring my information. Here is the information. Now, the conversations I've had with certain individuals that don't want to be revealed, I can't tell you about that. But I can tell you what Tupac told me, that Quincy Jones propositioned him.
Well, I didn't. Sure. Specifically, just, man, I tell you, I mean, all I know is every time I study any group, the French, the Chinese, the Russians, what's happening at the Vatican, everywhere, it's all the occult, and it's what's going on, and that's what the Illuminati is into, is these sex cult rites, as you know, and that's what the phallus is in D.C., all of this. It's just so crazy.
Exactly. And so we shouldn't be foolish enough to think that it's not going on in an industry like hip-hop and like the music industry that controls people's lives.
But, I mean, look at Lady Gaga. Look at all of it. It's rituals on the television. I mean, they're doing it openly, and they think they're getting power from it. Well, is there any way that Tupac could have been wrong about what he was telling you?
There's a possible chance that he could have been wrong, but the events that happened after Tupac's death, especially with this anonymous letter and making the connection with private prisons to hip-hop and to rap music and the criminalization and the niggerization of rap music, I think he was right.
What about Dave Chappelle? He said stuff like this and then disappeared and then later said it was a joke and then said it wasn't. I mean, why did Dave Chappelle said similar stuff about mafias and things?
Exactly. Dave Chappelle went so far as to give back $50 million. Now, what black man you know going to give back anybody $50 million and go to Africa? What are you running from? So we need to understand that he even said it when he was on Oprah.
No, listen, I've been told stuff. I've been told stuff by some pretty big movie stars off record that just... It's totally insane. If people knew who ran things... just and by the way, satanic rituals is the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. And so everyone from Bob Dylan down to damn Lil Wayne. So their confession, they can't keep it a secret too long. We know the cat is out of the bag.
Wait, even Bob Dylan, I mean, he speaks out against the New World Order and Sundown on America, but how did he know that back in the 80s, their whole New World Order plan? It's in the songs. Wow. I was always wondering.
The songs, right. Something was going on then that we didn't know about. He put it in the song, some of the songs.
Yeah, I know some folks that know Bob Dylan, and they say he knows about the New World Order. That's, well, I'm not going to. Man, I tell you, Professor Griff, let me say bye to you during the break. I'm going to have Weldon, our book guy, call you to carry your books in the InfoWars store. Professor Griff, pgriff.info. Let me say bye to you here. Amazing interview. Wow. We'll be talking about this for days.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and we're working on getting our guest connected via Skype right now, and I sure hope the guest shows up, as I just got rid of Professor Griff in a bombshell interview to get them on. This gentleman, of course, is a lawyer, one of the nation's leading free speech attorneys, and really interesting. I've heard him on the air on Coast to Coast AM, so I look forward to hearing. He's had a whole bunch of victories. What is it? 7 major victories against the FDA, FDA Dragon Slayer. So we'll see if that materializes here today. It got booked real quick yesterday and at the end of the show. And so sometimes that stuff falls through. Let's go over some of the top news stories up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you just joined us here today. City billboard in Austin urges Hispanics to revolt and rise up and shows floods of people pouring over from Mexico into Texas. Fourth Amendment, we need no stinking Fourth Amendment. Police in North Texas announced they don't need warrants to come in your house now. Nanny Mike soda ban struck down by judge. And see, it lets them ban high flush toilets, ban big sodas, ban plastic bags, ban cigarettes. Next, they can tell you anything else they want. They set the precedent, but then they don't want to ban GMO. They don't want to ban aspartame. They don't want to ban all the rest of the garbage, the hundreds of chemicals, the bisphenol A that feminizes men. They want to force you onto this and not let it be labeled now. Aspartame now is not going to be labeled, they're announcing, in thousands of other products. It's not labeled. Milk, cheese, sweetened yogurts, all of it. Already in most candies, most gums that are sugar gum. It'll be on there. Now it won't be on there. Can't know if it's GMO, but Michelle Obama is going to tell your kids how many calories to have. And I saw online one of the presidential challenge by Michelle Obama sheets, and it was like white bread and stuff. Just amazing that all of that is going on. So that's some of the news that is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll also review what's up at DrudgeReport.com coming up briefly with a news brief at the bottom of the hour. A lot of stuff breaking on the whole Vatican front. Man, where to start here? I like to get people on that I think are interesting. And just like Professor Griff last hour, man, that was, I didn't know it was going to go there. That was wild. He's back on with us in 2 weeks to take your phone calls. That'll be news-making, or maybe not. It'll scare the system so much. But I had a chance a while back to hear this gentleman on Coast to Coast AM, and I've been wanting to get him on. And I'd kind of told my producers, but then forgotten about it a while back. And I guess it fell through. And then Richard Reeves came in, and he said, you know, Dr. Glidden, who we're a big fan of, and he's here on the Genesis Network, Dr. Peter Glidden, he says this is a guy you really ought to interview who's worked with Youngevity and others a whole bunch of times. We'll have him break down the story to sue the Food and Drug Administration to make them back off trying to shut down being able to buy vitamins and minerals and supplements over the counter. I mean, if you have one illness from a supplement, it's national news. But if you've got 200,000+ people dying from bad drug interactions or from overdoses of prescription drugs, it's never even in the news. And they try to hide it when some mass shooter's on two or three serotonin reuptake inhibitor antidepressants and goes around killing people. Well, the fact that the insert says it does that. So they've done everything they can. And thanks to Ron Paul, thanks to people like Jonathan W. Emord, one of the nation's leading free speech attorneys, emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Thanks to him. And I've gone and looked into it. I mean, it's not just a claim by Dr. Wallach or others. It's true. Without people like this guy, we would already be where some European countries are. And in South Korea, you've got to get a prescription for vitamins, minerals, or aspirin. I mean, this is the Codex Alimentarius global Agenda 21 inset of laws they're trying to push. So I wanted to get Jonathan W. Emord on with us. Again, emord.com. And also wanted to get Dr. Peter Glidden, fireyourmdnow.com, naturopathic doctor, host of Fire MD Now, which airs here on the Genesis Network. And he received his B.S. degree at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. He earned an N.D. and Barrister University in Seattle, Washington, and he's a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. And he, of course, is no stranger to our audience. He'll be riding shotgun with us a bit today. He's hooked up via the Genesis Network. But joining us via Skype is Jonathan W. Emord. He has defeated the Food Drug Administration a remarkable 8 times. I was saying 7 in federal court, more times than any other attorney in American history. Earned him the title FDA Dragon Slayer, formerly an attorney in the Reagan administration's Federal Communications Commission. Emord has practiced constitutional and administrative law in Washington, D.C. for the past 25 years. He is the 2007 recipient of the Cancer Control Society's Humanitarian Award. He is the only non-scientist ever appointed to the Certification Board of the National a Nutrition Specialist and serves as the organization's vice chair. He is on the review board of the Journal of Food Products Marketing and International Journal of Food and Agribusiness Marketing. So he's part of the watchdog of the industry trying to make sure they're top-notch. And Mr. Jonathan W. Emord is now joining us. I'm not going to go over all of his critically acclaimed books yet. We'll tell you about that, but they're all listed. Freedom and Technology and the First Amendment. The Ultimate Price, The Rise of Tyranny, Global Censorship of Health Information, Restore the Republic. Man, why hadn't this guy been on before? I love everything I'm hearing. Thank you for joining us, Jonathan.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, what do you make of the attack? I mean, I know you talk about all the attacks on liberty, not just vitamins and minerals. What is the state of our republic right now?
Oh, it's horrendous. I mean, we're looking at around 22, a circumstance in which medical care in this country will be very hard to get as far as quality care is concerned. And of course, with a $16.5 trillion debt and with a $23 trillion by the time Obama leaves office, it's not far before we experience a collapse in the ability of government to supply services. The good news about that, of course, is that we may have a chance of restoring a limited federal republic and a constitutional system of government. We now have a bureaucratic oligarchy ruling this country. When 9/10 of all federal law is not the product of those we elect, but rather the product of the unelected heads of these agencies like the FDA, we no longer have a republic.
You're right, and we're having more and more of this imperial rule where Congress is told, hey, the UN and NATO is over our military. Hey, Obama's over the FDA and EPA. He's going to shut down the power plants. Mayor Bloomberg, he's going to tell you what you can drink and do. They're really trying to get us used to really stuff that's like dark satire out of a Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Well, that's true. There's been a fundamental shift in sovereignty. At the time of the founding of the republic, the core value of the Constitution meant to be protected by it was liberty. And individual liberty and sovereignty was to be paramount. Government was to be our servant, not our master. And here we are in the 21st century. We're acting like we're in the 16th century. We've got an environment in which the sovereign is the king or the government. And we are the serfs again. I mean, we really are victims of circumstances beyond our control. And increasingly, every decision we make, no matter how intimate, is being affected by a decision made in Washington by someone we can't affect because they're unelected. Congress, since the 1930s, has delegated governing power to the administrative agencies. There used to be a concept in the law known as the non-delegation doctrine, and the Supreme Court in the 1930s struck down many pieces of legislation because they violated this doctrine, which is consistent with Article 1 of the Constitution, that Congress make all law. And now it is the case that since the 1930s, not a single piece of legislation that has delegated power from Congress to the agencies has ever been held unconstitutional for violation of this doctrine. It's essentially a dead letter. That and the separation of powers, which is gone. Agencies are both the accuser, the trier, and the prosecutor. So when you have a head of an agency that says, okay, let's go get this company, let's go get this person, that agency head will ultimately also decide your fate. So you don't have a separation of functions essential for liberty.
And then you see the Senate trying to act like that as well, not calling a hearing, but we've seen Lieberman and others say, we should be able to send a Senate order to YouTube to have videos we don't like taken down, where their staffers now are judge, jury, and executioner. No due process, no restraint, just off with their heads, take them away to the dungeon. Where do you see all this going? Because I see a new poll out today. Most Americans see government as threat to their rights for first time. Trust in establishment institutions continues to plummet. And the system's answer is to buy 2 billion bullets, armored vehicles, and put cameras up on every street corner and get citizen spies. I mean, it looks like the system is on a power trip.
Well, it is. As I explain in Restore the Republic, all of the essential checks on the expansion of government have been eroded away to nothing. All of the constitutional checks, all of the structural checks inside our government that were required by the Constitution to restrict government have been eliminated. And so you have unfunded mandates to the states, absorbing the states into this mass federal entity. You have no separation of powers, with all the power that is difficult to wield out of the hands of Congress and into the agencies by act of Congress. You have people you elect to office who are virtually powerless to affect any change except with a supermajority, and all of the day-to-day changes are taking place by those who really have the control of the agency.
All right, stay there. Attorney Jonathan W. Emord is our guest, emord.com, and he is the slayer of the FDA dragon. He'll be joining us with Dr. Peter Glidden after this quick break. Stay with us. We've got the FDA Dragon Slayer on with us, and I was just thinking about the last few years. It first started in Chicago, where the White House controls things, then Denver, and then all over the country. They're saying parents can't pack lunches. You've got to buy the GMO, overpriced garbage that's federally controlled, and you've got to let your children eat that, and you can't pack your lunch. I mean, it's a giant prison. America is turning into a prison. Jonathan W. Emord, famous lawyer beating the FDA. Let's talk about, let's bring in Dr. Peter Glidden, who recommended you to the show. And I'd already wanted you on and forgotten about it. You know, that is, you're driving, listening to somebody late night, you know, Coast to Coast AM, one of my favorite shows. And I heard you on there a while back, a few months ago, and then forgot about it. And then Dr. Glidden said, you got to get this guy on. Dr. Glidden, tell us about, tooting this guy's horn so people realize there's folks fighting for us and that we can win. Tell us about the guy we've got on the line right now, Dr. Glidden.
Well, I can't say enough about Jonathan Emord, Alex. I mean, of all of the lawyers in the United States, right? You know, there's the old joke, you know, what do you call 100 lawyers in a bus at the bottom of the ocean? A good start, right? Everybody hates lawyers, but not Jonathan Emord. Jonathan Emord is the exception that proves the rule, and he is the guy, more than anybody else in the United States, who has gone to bat for holistic medicine, for vitamin companies, to keep health freedom alive. He's one of the main speakers at the health freedom expos that are in Los Angeles and in Chicago. Jonathan Emord has done more for the pragmatic, lawful practice of non-drug medicine in the United States than anybody else. I'm telling you, I knew you were going to love this guy. You two, you and Jonathan are like, you know, twin sons of different mothers, coming at the same subject from different angles. I just really can't say enough about him. And the game is still afoot, gentlemen. The game is still afoot. There is so much more that needs to be done here.
And we have a long segment coming up where we can break down the current attacks. That's why we've got him on today, so people know what's coming down the pike so we can defeat it as we've done in the past. But now, because we have been defeating them with the Constitution, they're just, as the attorney was saying, as Jonathan was saying, just bypassing that. How do you expect this to play out? I mean, I know the future is fluid. It's up to us. But if they're going purely to a dictatorial mode, is there anything we can do to stop them now that they're setting up an imperial federal bureaucracy and presidency?
Well, my firm is attacking them at every juncture, wherever they take a move to violate the rights of people or to create a guild, protect one industry over another. My firm has been very aggressive in filing comments on behalf of clients that are injured by those activities, and particularly in the area of free speech in the past, but more so now on the structural regulations. I think what's going to happen is that they're going to break the back of the private sector. Thomas Jefferson referred to government as a parasite. And in the early days of his administration, when government really was virtually nothing compared to today, he was worried that the seeds of its own destruction lay in its ability to sap from the private sector its lifeblood. And that's what's happening. We're overtaxed and overregulated, which is another form of taxation. This is largely responsible for the enormous difference in wealth, the extreme poverty and extreme wealth, the absence of an upwardly mobile middle class is largely due to structural barriers that government puts in place through regulation that just make it too costly for people to open a business and keep it going. Over time, as the debt increases, as regulation pours down upon the American people and makes it apparent to them that they are having difficulty functioning, unemployment rises and continues to rise. And then what happens ultimately is that the welfare state entitlement programs, which are now continue to be so attractive to people, will be unaffordable for the government to maintain. They'll break down. Doctors won't provide Medicare services because they can't afford.
And that's already happening. It's doubling the premiums this year. My dad is in healthcare management. He said, my God, this is written to wreck America. I mean, they know what they're doing.
They assume that the private sector will carry more burden than it actually will. But as we approach that tipping point, when people start realizing, gee, I can't reliably get medical care. My Social Security check is simply inadequate to afford even basic sustenance. All these promises government has made to me over the years are simply untrue because they can't be fulfilled. Well, at that point of necessity, people start turning back to the private sector. This is like the collapse of the former Soviet Union.
Well, I agree with you. Stay there. The author is with us. I've got to read his books, and I don't know how I didn't know about this guy for the last few months. And we've also got Peter Glidden there. So we'll finish up with where he sees it going, solutions, but also the big current attacks. This is key information. And I'm going to ask the lawyer, the attorney, about the attacks on our free speech here in Austin. Stay with us.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
What they want is a monopoly or guilds controlling things. That is what the globalist model is. And Jonathan W. Emord is the FDA dragon slayer. Defeated them at least 8 times in big lawsuits in court. One of the key guys in there, also working with Congress, the few times they've done a good job to block outright bans of vitamins and minerals. But he's also a big free speech lawyer, and I want to talk to him about that. Dr. Peter Glidden's with us to bring up some of the current stuff and where we're going with this. But let me raise this to you now, sir. You can't see it. You're on video Skype with us, but we're not sending you video so that we don't, you know, degrade the quality of your video we found. But I handed out and had a street crew that I hired hand out 10,000 copies of my InfoWars March magazine that is about the police state takeover. And selectively, anywhere downtown, and I'm showing photos to people right now, police gave tickets, but notice they were warnings, so it made it even more racketeering because it was just all intimidation. They said, next time you'll be ticketed for real and then arrested for blocking right-of-way, which they weren't doing, just handing out magazines. And so here are the photos. We actually were able to get these of our street team. Then South by Southwest had shaved head, nothing against guys with shaved heads, but, you know, big bouncer type guys come over and say, get off the streets. It's a big corporation owned by the Chronicle, local newspaper, big successful film music festival. We decided to hand out 10,000 magazines, just one small part of what we do. And I've always heard these stories about them, and they literally had the police, code enforcers, and then goons, who claimed they were with them, we don't know if that's the case, come up, and the news went down there on Saturday, and they admitted it to them. Then the police backed off, and the code enforcers backed off. So my question to you is, they're conscious about this. You know, you can't feed the homeless, we'll arrest you. Homeless can't dig in dumpsters and get apples, we'll arrest them. You can't hand out magazines. Then when we fight back, okay, you can. But then they just come right back. It's a conscious, always moving against us, against basic rights. What would you do about something like this? And why are we seeing things like this across the board, sir?
Well, I think there's a general disregard for rights that comes with the growth of government and the assumption of greater government power. It's inevitable. And we're at a point now where it's become an epidemic across the country. But in your case, there's an unquestioned right, First Amendment right, to distribute, which is recognized since the turn of the 20th century in Supreme Court precedent. And there are many cases, including Jehovah's Witnesses cases, in which the right to distribute information is fully protected. There's a time, place, and manner restriction that the courts recognize in instances where it would have an effect on obstructing traffic or preventing ingress or egress to buildings. But if people are in the streets, particularly, and they're not obstructing traffic, they're on the sidewalks and so forth, they have an undoubted right to distribute pamphlets, other literature of any kind, provided it's not pornographic or otherwise not protected by the First Amendment. But clearly, political views are entitled to the strongest First Amendment protection, the Supreme Court has said, and the right to distribute them is fully protected. So what would you do? Well, I would get an injunction against the local authorities that would preclude them from taking those actions to stop the distribution of these publications. And they really should be mindful of the fact that that can happen in short order. This is a federal question. You're dealing with the First Amendment. And they can be enjoined from preventing you from doing it. And the courts, I think, still would do that.
Sure, exactly. The issue I'm getting at is there's the consciousness of that every time they do this, they back off. And when the media shows up, then they come back and do it again and then play stupid. And the police I ran into later apologized and said, we didn't want to follow orders, but high up said, do this. And it was selectively only against us. Because it's based, you know, it's hardcore free speech stuff about everything you and I are talking about. And also the people that own the South by Southwest have a long beef with me because they're basically collectivist, fake liberal tyrants. It's just that, how do you respond when they, like the mafia, back off when you stand up to them, but as soon as you then leave the field, they come back? How do you deal with something like that?
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job by exposing it, as you are right now. But in addition, I would make clear to the authorities what's going on and that it is their duty to protect your right of free speech.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And they should be signing officers to prevent these people from interfering with your right to distribute that literature. That's their obligation.
Well, that is how it ended. What was actually us calling the police over, or the ladies we hired, the local street team. We had to get the cops over to stop those guys. So when the cops and others stop following their little orders, and then the code enforcers wouldn't follow unconstitutional orders, then they actually sent guns out, showing the essence of this.
Well, it's sounds like an awful situation, but I think the law is plainly on your side, at least in this instance.
Exactly, but I think it just shows the mindset of Chicago or New York-style muscling now is even in Texas. I mean, how bad is the tyranny growing?
Oh, it's horrendous. For example, with Obamacare, the promulgation of regulations under Obamacare, you thought the statute of over 1,000 pages was bad. Take a look at what's coming out of the regulatory agencies, particularly HHS and CMS. And the rent-seeking or corporate protectionism activity is just running rampant with more lobbying than I've ever seen, because this is going to create an army of tens of thousands of new bureaucrats and huge opportunities for protectionist regulation. And so, for example, there's a new regulation out by CMS that would make registered dietitians the only people in hospitals that can prescribe medical nutrition therapy, and they can do that independent of physicians under this thing. It's a plum that they were able to snatch through lobbying the CMS. And this will have dire consequences, because registered dietitians have oftentimes just a bachelor's degree. That's all that's required in science, and a bachelor of science.
But it creates a monopoly guild, as you were saying earlier. But I mean, what about the fact they now admit it does have the death panels?
Right. That's an amazing, horrific aspect of this, too. And it's going to come to pass. It's not going to come to pass, not only because of the inherent power to allocate resources that they've assumed, but also because we're going to see a shortage of both physicians and of specific services. For example, the 2.3% excise tax on medical devices under Obamacare is destroying the medical device industry. That is comprised largely of small and medium-sized companies that cannot afford the enormous tax. It's on gross receipts, not on profits. So
unbelievable.
It's really ruinous.
So that's more like 10-15% of their profit, and most people are operating on a 5-10% profit, and the bureaucrats just want more. And we've seen this in hundreds of cases the last two centuries with collectivists. They will wreck the society. Is there anywhere to reverse the cancer? I mean, they've got payroll taxes on poor people, and the poor are now learning they're going to be hammered. What did they think insurance companies were going to do? Of course they compel people to buy their product, and then the product goes up in price.
Well, CBO is estimating that Medicaid ranks are going to grow by about 16 million people in the short term and up to 30 million people in the long term. When you look at the long-term prospects for insurance companies, many companies can't afford the requirements that are being placed upon them for under Obamacare and are dropping insurance entirely. CBO estimates that that will result in 30 million people being uninsured. So what do we have? A system of Obamacare that was designed to take uninsured people to the tune of some 30 million and give them insurance. What it's really doing is redistributing the right to insurance so that middle-class people who had health insurance through their employers are going to lose it to the tune of 30 million people. And 30 million people who were poverty-stricken are now going to be on the insurance rolls. Largely through Medicare and Medicaid, but largely through Medicaid.
And that will bankrupt the system, then they fully nationalize it.
Right, and that's really consistent with the overall underlying plan here. They wanted a single-payer system. They built into Obamacare means to achieve that, and their expectations are coming to pass. The exchanges are being rejected by many states. Medicaid is expanding as a result. And the people who are falling off of this system are ending up on public systems of support that the federal government is operating. And that's creating the socialized medicine system they wanted after all. They really looked at this insurance system as an interim measure. The ultimate measure was all along to create socialized medicine in its purest form. And by the way, there's really not much difference between an insurance company bowing to the will of HHS as to coverage and socialized medicine anyway. We really do have presently a cancer of socialism that's running throughout the medical system and is destroying quality care. It's just accelerated to a massive degree with Obamacare.
And I hear this mindless meme that, oh, European healthcare is so great. Then I watch C-SPAN of Parliament where they admit it's 18 months to get a brain surgery that's 100% fatal, basically, if you don't get the surgery within 6 months for a tumor. And they just admit it. And then they have old people just dying, and they're now practicing euthanasia. And then Bill Gates goes, well, that's needed. Kill grandma, hire 10 teachers. We're now in this collectivist pot where they're going to tell us what to eat. Insurance companies are getting from the grocery stores what we eat to then put it into a database. I mean, they really know what they're doing. I want to bring in Dr. Peter Glidden to comment on this, because, and then get your take on it, Jonathan, because you've got the perfect storm here of, as they socialize medicine, as they bring in death panels, as they lower quality of care, which is what the insurance companies want, a government guarantee to do this, so they lower care. Now they can nix out the doctors and say you don't get that eye surgery, as Daschle wrote in his book. You know, that's a great thing. As all this happens, they're coming in against the supplements, the vitamins, the nutrients in the health revolution that can keep you out of these hospitals. So at the same time, and they're trying to shut down the free speech of doctors and others who are wanting to expose what's happening. So let's bring in Dr. Glidden. Dr. Glidden, break down what I was just talking about there. Give me your take on that.
Well, here's the way that it is, Alex. You know, I could have 1,000 patients who had definitively diagnosed type 2 diabetes, 1,000 patients, and I could treat them with non-drug therapeutics, with science-based, clinically verified, that science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, and they could all recover from their diabetic condition. No more type 2 diabetes. It's gone. And I can't post that testimonial on a website. I can't make a testimonial about that. I can't even say it in public that we can cure the illness, because according to the Food and Drug Administration, the only thing that can cure anything is a drug. This is a big, bad voodoo daddy. You know, and quite frankly, Alex, I couldn't be happier if the medical system collapses, because we have taken the wrong dog to the hunt. I mean, the medical system doesn't need to be streamlined. The drug companies don't need to be reined in. There doesn't need to be more checks and balances, less regulation or more regulation. The reason that our health is going to hell in a handbasket is because we've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. MD-directed, pharmaceutical-centrist, allopathic, reductionistic treatments for chronic disease don't work. This is the trillion-pound gorilla in the middle of the country that nobody is talking about. The best possible thing that we can do for our health is not to tweak the system, not to try to perfect the system, not to try to streamline the system. It's abandon the system. The only thing that MD-directed medical therapeutics are good for is surgery, when surgery is absolutely necessary, and emergency care medicine. But the alternative practitioners, the naturopaths, the homeopaths, the herbalists, the acupuncturists, everybody who's not an MD has been kicked off of the bus of medicine. For goodness sake, the state of Illinois sued me for $5,000 because I used the word doctor on my website, and you can't do that. Now, I've been a licensed physician for 20 years. But it's not okay for me to use the word doctor.
Well, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. I remember having Dr. Blaylock, who's a retired brain surgeon, but other people on 16 years ago saying you're going to see giant increases in diabetes as they put aspartame in thousands of products, not just soft drinks, you know, Equal NutraSweet brand names. We knew this. The studies were there in the 70s when they couldn't get it approved until 80. And here it is, CBS News last week. New study is wake-up call for diet soda drinkers. And let's punch this up for TV viewers. CBS News, and it goes over all of it. Artificial sweeteners tied to obesity, type 2 diabetes. It's an excitotoxin. It makes you more hungry and tricks your brain and fries your pancreas. They knew it. They know it's deadly poison. Diet soda associated with higher type 2 diabetes. No one's asking why is it up by 2, 3,000%. Why are Hispanics dying left and right, especially? Because genetically it really targets them. Because it's wood alcohol. And we know what that does to Native Americans. That's what Hispanics are. Spanish mixed with Native Americans. It's killing them in mass. But you can't come out and say Nobel Prize for medicine, Linus Pauling, mega dosages of vitamin C, massively kills cancer, is a great treatment. You can't say that, even though it's Nobel Prize, but they can push 10,000 plus products with aspartame in it that kills people deader than a hammer.
500 million people die from Vioxx. 500,000, 500,000, a half a million people die from Vioxx. Nobody goes to jail. The leading cause of death in the United States right now, to the tune of 780,000 people a year, is MD-directed medical therapeutics. It's the leading cause of death. It's the leading cause of bankruptcy. While the MDs have been driving the bus of medicine, autism is skyrocketing, Alzheimer's is skyrocketing, life expectancy is flatlined. It's unbelievably poor outcomes, and nobody bats an eyelash.
Wow, going back to Jonathan W. Emord, sir, you know, I've been throwing a lot of questions at you, a lot of points. What are some of the big attacks we've got on the supplement front going on. I mean, I know they've been pushing that as well because big medicine's in there, what, patenting, you know, fish oil, changing a molecule, and then they want their competition that's 20 times cheaper banned.
Well, one thing that people need to really understand is that the censorship regime that the FDA operates is profound, and there it is absolutely prohibited by federal law to make any treatment claim for a dietary supplement, even if it's true. So, for example, if you put on, and that's true of foods as well, if you put on the label of water, treats dehydration, you've just transformed the water by operation of law into an unapproved drug, and it is illegal to sell. You sell it, you can be thrown in jail. You put on any other thing, prune juice, you put on there, treats chronic constipation. You just transform the prune juice into a drug, and you're thrown in jail. That's so even if the statements are true.
If you say cranberries are good for stones in your bladder or your kidneys, you can't do it.
Can't do it. And the reason why this regime is in place is that it is an anti-competitive system that ensures a monopoly on the right to make therapeutic claims for drug companies. They're the favored regulatee. The whole Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is designed to put the government in the place of protecting the drug approval process and thereby protecting an exclusionary system that limits to drugs the right to make therapeutic claims. A drug is not defined as a drug based on its chemical composition. It's defined as a drug based on the claims that are made, that is therapeutic claims. So anything that makes a therapeutic claim is automatically categorized as a drug.
So it's a pharmaceutical monopoly. Wow. Jonathan W. Emord, we're going to come back with him. We're going into overdrive with Dr. Glidden today. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com for the very best longevity products discounted. InfoWarsHealth.com. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now think about this. They don't want GMO to be labeled. Or aspartame, they're trying to get the labeling of that so they can put it in everything. They'll kill you deader than a hammer, give you brain tumors. I said thousands of studies. There are literally thousands of studies on excitotoxins, hundreds on aspartame, more than 20 before they got it approved, where it killed the baby monkeys. And it just drives me crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all the products, the essential fatty acids, the very best out there, and your purchase supports this broadcast, InfoWarsHealth.com. You can go sign up there on the site as well at InfoWarsHealth.com, which we'll punch up on screen, and I'll give people the phone number that's there on the site if you want to call. When you sign up to get auto ship, you can get free shipping there at InfoWarsHealth.com. And again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call if you want to call InfoWars Health product order line or to have your questions answered is 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com. If you'd like to join the team and get even bigger discounts, you pay a $10 fee and then get distributor status, and you can do that the same InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, 877-551-1301. I'm going to get him back up soon by himself. And I want to read his books and then carry him, obviously, because I heard him on Coast to Coast, blew me away, and then actually research, wow, this is the guy that has had so many victories. I'm going to continue on with Dr. Glidden for at least 30 minutes in the next hour. If your local station doesn't carry it, audio streams at InfoWars.com and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. But in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left, sir, why have you been so successful against the FDA, not EPA, FDA? Why have you been so successful when other people have it? Because, you know, I cover the news. I know how hard it is if you actually have a case and go to court against them. The feds have like a 90-something% conviction rate just to show how corrupt things are. And when you're suing them, I saw human experimentation we exposed and broke here with researchers in North Carolina where they were gassing college students and not telling them just 2 months ago. We broke that. And the Obama administration said, we're allowed to do this. We're going to stop the program, but nobody gets in trouble. That's Nuremberg stuff. I mean, you know, it's amazing. So where is it going? Where is it going? Yeah.
Well, I think on the question about success, I think the reason for the success is entirely one of strategy. We're very careful in how we position these cases and how we chose to take them. We didn't take every case that came along. And we really had two things working for us: excellent argument, and then also a persuasive ability with the judges that we had. It's very hard to win against the federal government. I would say that 99% of all cases involving the federal government wins these days. So defeating an agency as powerful as the Food and Drug Administration does require a considerable amount of work and sometimes the amount of time. For example, with Pearson versus Shalala, which was a landmark decision that held FDA's censorship of the folic acid neural tube defect claim and omega-3 fatty acid coronary heart disease claim and other claims unconstitutional, that case took a decade to build and to present through the administrative process onto the courts. So it's very hard to defeat the abuses that the government puts on the American people.
Well, I love that little life ring you have behind you. It says, save the Constitution. This is a one-minute break. Emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Jonathan W. Emord, do 5 more minutes with us. We'll let you get out of here, and we'll continue on with Dr. Glidden with some other breaking news. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, I tell you, we just started getting into the intriguing stuff where he was bringing up the court cases. That was the first question I had written down I wanted to ask him. Talk about some of the cases you won where, you know, you can't say folic acid's been shown to cut back on birth defects and you need it. You know, that it's not drugs, it's a lot of simple nutrients. So just in the time we have left, Jonathan, please break down a few of the other victories you've had just so people get an idea of how serious this is. Because, you know, I get excited about tyranny taking over. I get excited about resisting it. And I think people need to find that instinct again of really being territorial about our liberties that Thomas Jefferson talked about. But spend a few more minutes. I mean, not tooting your horn. It's important to talk about these rare victories you've had.
Well, I think I might mention one that is really an example of just how far the government goes, and then also once you get the tiger by the tail, how you can succeed in flipping it. And we had a client that wanted to say that vitamin B6, B12, and folic acid could reduce the risk of vascular disease, and that is backed by enormous science. That combination of vitamins has the effect of lowering a caustic amino acid called homocysteine. And the CDC had announced to the physicians of the United States that they ought to test for homocysteine in addition to cholesterol, because homocysteine was determined by CDC to be an independent risk factor for vascular disease. So we presented this petition to the FDA for approval of the claim, showing the evidence and the CDC's position on lowering homocysteine. And the FDA made the extraordinarily arrogant statement common with this agency that it is the agency of the federal government that will decide what constitutes an independent risk factor, not CDC, that even though CDC made this determination, it had no bearing on its own assessment, that it didn't think that homocysteine was an independent risk factor, that it didn't think that all this science showing a lowering of homocysteine with these three vitamins was necessarily proof that it would lower your risk ultimately of vascular disease. So it denied the claim. And that came on the heels of about 6 victories that we'd won over them in cases of censorship. And the courts were very willing at that time to strike the agency for failing to abide by these orders. So we pursued a different strategy in that case with a client willing to support it, where we went after the commissioner of the FDA directly and laid a foundation for a contempt action where the commissioner could be held responsible directly for violating these court orders. These are constitutional mandates. And so immediately after it became clear that that was our direction, the government capitulated, allowed the very claims we had asked for, and disappeared because they didn't want to be hit.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I'm no superstar lawyer like you, but 17 years on air and fighting a lot of corruption. I'll go after the people who have conflicts of interest. I'll go after the people that are getting the payoffs. I'll go all the way around, and then suddenly they leave you alone. And so it really just shows that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
That's true. You know, one thing, one example, I think, characterizes the corruption and the control of the drug industry over the FDA, perhaps more than any other. There are many, many instances. But in the case of Sanofi Aventis's drug Ketek, that company was found by the FBI and by the medical reviewers at FDA to have come up with a fraudulent clinical trial as a principal basis for its drug. And despite the fact that the FBI prosecuted the investigators who did the trial, and despite the fact that there was no question that the evidence did not exist of there ever being the clinical trial, the FDA commissioner overruled the medical reviewers and approved Ketek.
Incredible. We're going to have you back up about your books very soon. They're all available at emord.com. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be back with Dr. Glidden with more. He'll comment on what he was just covering. Wow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I got Dr. Glidden on because he recommended the last amazing guest who we had on, who I first heard on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Who, by the way, George is on tomorrow, isn't he? You know, George Norrie is on the show tomorrow. I forgot we set that up last week. That's going to be a big interview. So I got Glidden on kind of ride shotgun, but I wanted to go into overdrive today, which some stations do carry, and some days we do live. Sometimes it's the first hour re-aired for stations that have to miss that up on the different satellite systems we have. But you just heard the lawyer that's beaten him 8 times in court in sometimes decade-long litigations, and you heard him. Criminally, about 98% of the times the feds convict. It was about 95 a few years ago. It's like 98 now. 99% of the time you heard him, you lose, because it's so rigged. The only reason he wins is he'll show the conflict of interest and, judge, don't you own a bunch of stock in blah, blah, blah? You know, or because it is a bunch of crooks up there. And I love the fact we got that lawyer on. I mean, I could have guessed that's how they're winning, because that's pretty much only way you win with these crooks now, because they're so busy. They got other people to rob. You know, like they'll tell you, we're not letting you take your kid home until you've taken 14 vaccines. You'll go, but there's no law. And they'll go, police are standing by, don't resist. And if you say, I'm calling talk radio, I know somebody, they go, whoa, oh, we apologize. I mean, that actually happened to one of my crew just a few weeks ago. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I can make one phone call. Hi, yeah, I'm Alex Jones. Oh, you're going to not do that? Oh, you know there's no law? I'll never forget about 6-7 years ago, remember when CNN did the big PR thing with the kids made to take the shots in Maryland, Baltimore? They had 2,000 kids and their parents lined up with barking dogs and SWAT teams because the right-wingers were saying don't take the shots. And the judge is like, it's the law. He had them outside gaveling. And I had the state attorney on who ran it all. And I go, you know that isn't the law, and you tricked him. The truancy isn't the law. You triggered truancy by kicking him out, which you can't do, and then charge him with truancy. Plus, you couldn't kick him out because it's only policy. It's not law. And the guy goes, you ought to be a lawyer like me. That's right. My kids don't take it. I ought to find that radio interview. And he was laughing on air. It's like funny. Yeah, I lie to people. My kids don't take it. I wouldn't give it to them for nothing. Like it's fun. He's conning a bunch of mainly black people, and he was a black guy, to take a bunch of deadly shots that don't even protect them. And it just messes with me. It's like all these weirdos think it's fun to con somebody. You know, it's fun. It's painting an oil painting and selling it for $10,000 on the open market because people admire my work. By the way, I'm going to get back into that because I want to. What's fun is a woman to like me, not to rape her. I don't get it. I mean, I got to, and I'm not some good guy, by the way. I mean, I got a lot of bad thoughts, and I'm not saying that's like I'm cool, but, and I, you know, I have a violent streak and a lot of the things, but I just, Dr. Glidden, I've been ranting. I'm going to give you the floor here, and I've got some breaking news here in a moment, but you heard all we talked about in the hour and the few things you popped in with. I just don't get how everybody works in this system and screws everybody around them and doesn't think it's going to come back on them. I mean, even if they're not moral people, don't they know that if you go to a city pool and, excuse my French, crap in it, that pretty soon nobody can get in the pool? I mean, don't they get that, sir?
Well, it's been experience, Alex. There's basically two types of people in the world. There are people that are self-centered and there are people that are other-centered. And generally speaking, the people like you and the people like me, the people that are involved with actually helping people, right, we're other people centered, and we'd never even consider doing that. I mean, we'd be the ones, the first ones through the door to get bloody, right, helping to shake down some type of tyrannical thing, helping to stand up for the little guy. But there's a whole contingent of society that they're self-centered, and it's just the way that they look at things. And, you know, like the fella said, you can't fix stupid. And this is just the way that it is in the world. And by the way, Jonathan Emord, oh my God, this is one of the reasons, Alex, I've been involved with holistic medicine for over 20
years. He's the reason we can have InfoWarsHealth.com. People don't know. It would all be banned right now.
And this is why I love Dr. Wallach so much, and Dr. Wallach's company, Youngevity.
He's one of his clients.
By the way, Emord didn't tell you. Yeah, Dr. Wallach introduced Jonathan Emord to his current wife, for goodness sake, because they've gone out of their way. Dr. Wallach's gone out of his way to sue the Food and Drug Administration on your behalf, for goodness sake.
And he's won.
One of Wallach's lawsuits. Yeah, he won. He won a qualified health claim petition around the nutrient selenium, which allows us to legally say, and I want you to think long and hard, that we had to sue the Food and Drug Administration so that we can say this legally. One selenium capsule at 200 micrograms a day, which is cheaper than dirt, for goodness sake, because it's made from dirt. Selenium is a mineral supplement like calcium. 200 micrograms of selenium reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%, reduces the occurrence of prostate cancer by 69%, colon cancer 64%, and lung cancer 39%, even if you're a smoker. And we had to sue
the Food
and Drug
Administration. What about colon cancer? It's on record. They admit now, because of lawsuits, we're able to say. What about the big university study on what Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate, the different Youngevity products did for the colon?
It kills cancer cells. Kills cancer cells, but the only people that can treat cancer in the United States are oncologists. The people that screw it up. I want you to think about this long and hard. Medical doctors, bless their hearts, are not trained in how to cure disease. It's not in their wheelhouse. For goodness sake, they don't even know how to cure heartburn, right? They can't cure heartburn. They can manage it with a little purple pill. They can manage it, but they can't cure it. To the profession that does not even know how to cure cancer, to cure heartburn, we have given $1 trillion of money to come up with a cure for cancer.
And now they're coming out with cancer vaccines, which they admit will actually give some people cancer.
It's crazy. I mean, the chemotherapy and the radiation treatments that they give for cancer give people cancer. Chemotherapy
doesn't
work.
Who's the lady from Mary Tyler Moore who had lung cancer, beat it, but now the chemo's giving her brain cancer?
Exactly right. Nobody goes to jail. Can you imagine what would happen if Dr. Glidden or Dr. Wallach or an herbalist or an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or a homeopath somewhere in the world gave one patient one herb and it killed him? We'd be pilloried in the town square. But the FDA, the pharmaceutical companies do it all of the time, and we give them a pass. This is how deeply down the rabbit hole we have gone here in this country. We have become culturally conditioned to believe that when it comes to medicine, the MD is the executed king. And it's simply a lie. It's not true. There's room in the world for MDs. And, you know, in a perfect world, we'd go to see them for emergency medicine and for surgery when surgery is absolutely necessary. And for everything else, you'd use Youngevity. Because as God is my witness, Wallach's therapeutics produce more consistent physiological change, produce better results than anything I've ever seen. It is the best kept secret in medicine. It's the best thing to happen to medicine since the sterile technique, quite frankly.
You know what? The only way I'm going to be able to shut up and let you actually cover all this is to give you the floor. You want to host the rest of the hour? I know you got your own show coming up today at 4. You want to host the hour?
Yeah. I've never done it before. I'll give it a whack.
I love doing this sometimes in overdrive. Just throw it over to somebody. That's real radio there. Let me cover a few news items. We're going to come back from break and give you the last 40 minutes of the show. But let me throw a few other news items at you real quick. I hope people will go to InfoWarsHealth.com. I hope they will call the number. Look, I only promote what I believe in. You know, you'll hear some ads on the network. I'm not saying they're good or bad. I just haven't endorsed them. I turn stuff down all the time. Every once in a while, I catch ads that go through that I don't totally agree with, and I get hopping mad like I did yesterday. I caught one in the magazine. But the point is, somebody lost their job over it, by the way. But the point is that we really try to do the right thing because that's what I want. That's the karma I want. Reap what you sow. I want good mojo, not bad mojo. And it's not because I'm even superstitious. I am really in to promoting what I believe in. And I'm telling you, InfoWarsHealth.com, all the longevity products, the lowest prices there. And the multi-level marketing vehicle is just what they used 16 years ago for the computer program to have affiliates and salesmen. They don't even promote that angle, but it's one of the top-rated ones in the country. You know, some of the bad ones give stuff bad names. This is incredible products, great things to sell, super buzz going on out there. So sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com if you want discounts to be a distributor. That's the way to do it, and it really is a life-changing event. Now, here's a few other news items. We're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to throw the rest of the hour to Dr. Glidden. I'm going to be gone until tomorrow or until the nightly news. In fact, I'm going to go shoot a special video for it right now. But I want him to be able to roll with health news, what's going on, and to tell you about InfoWarsHealth.com. And shoot, if he wants to, we can give out the network number and take some calls. But school calls cops on water pistol, vows to track down owner using surveillance cam. Superintendent, you can't take any of that stuff lightly. And again, if your pastry looks like a gun, you're arrested or kicked out of school. Now, here it is. Free speech ban reversed in by the city of Austin. When I told people about this Saturday in a video, when I learned of it, they said it couldn't be true. They said no InfoWars bumper stickers allowed in parked cars downtown. This is some of this we even caught on tape, which the guys have been encoding, getting ready to air. We've already aired some. And giving people tickets for handing out my magazine, but everybody else was allowed to. Free speech ban reversed in Austin. That's up on InfoWars.com. And they actually caught the cop riding one of the InfoWars street team. There's local companies, people that hand out stuff, and it turned out they were fans, so we hired them. They were handing out our stuff, a team of five women and one man, and they literally first said, move down the street, we won't ticket you, and then, okay, now we're going to ticket you, and then next we're going to arrest you. And then by the time I got there, the cops were already refusing to follow the orders of the city, so they tried to have code enforcers out there who I named on air. But for anybody listening on radio, go to InfoWars.com. And it is the top story because we finally got the photos off the cameras from the ladies. And we've also tweeted those out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Go to any article page and click on the little Twitter icon and follow us there. That is right there on the site so everybody can see what happened with the street crew. But as I was saying, it is absolutely essential that everybody realize that we stood up for our rights, so they backed off. But the point is, they tried to say we couldn't have a bumper sticker on our car. I mean, that is North Korea. All right, I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com and InfoWarsHealth.com. Dr. Glidden is coming back in the next segment. Stay with us or 888-789-9277 for InfoWars Health.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Peter Glidden here, sitting in for Alex Jones on the InfoWars Network. Check out my website, fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com. Now, let's continue this line of thought that we were talking about with Jonathan E. Mord and Alex in the last hour. Like the fella said, folks, you don't know what you don't know, right? I mean, I know that I can't speak French. I know that. I know that I can't fly an airplane. I know that. But there's some stuff that is so far outside of my wheelhouse and yours that, you know, I didn't know that, and it's the same with you. That's just life. Well, I've got to tell you, after 20-plus years of boots on the ground, primary care, holistic medical work, as God is my witness. The stuff that you didn't know concerning your health is either going to kill you or heal you. And my job, and I'm happy to do it, is to educate people about the stuff around medicine and health that so far outside of their wheelhouse, they didn't even know they didn't know that. Because it's very, very, very important. Like the fella said, you know, if you're lost in the wilderness, you go to a survival school, what's the first thing they're going to tell you? You're lost in the wilderness, what do you need? Perspective. You got to climb to a high tree, climb to a high hill, get perspective on where you're at to try to plot your course out of there. Well, we desperately need perspective when it comes to our health and our well-being, and we don't have any in this country. We do not. For the last 100 years, the medical theater in the United States has been completely dominated and monopolized by the MDs. Now, I'm not MD bashing. I'm not. I have a lot of friends who are MDs, and I have respect for the MD medical profession, but the MD medical profession is just one piece of the pie of medical science. But the drug companies and the insurance companies and the Illuminati and the powers that be who own the world have convinced you for the last 100 years that the only person to pay any attention to when it comes to anything medical is the MD, and that everybody else is a back-of-the-bus alternative quack, right? That's the party line, right? Oh, don't see that chiropractor, heaven forbid. Oh, no, don't go to see the naturopath. Oh, don't take those vitamins. You're going to get sick and die, right? Well, it's nonsense. Perspective shows us that the medicine that MDs practice is just one small piece of the greater pie of medical science. And the piece of the pie that MDs are trained in is referred to as allopathic medicine. MDs don't practice medicine. Nobody does. I don't practice medicine. I practice naturopathic medicine, right? There's osteopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, chiropractic medicine, acupuncture, Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, and what MDs do, which is referred to as allopathic. Now, look, Republicans have their own philosophical view. Democrats have their own philosophical view. Libertarians have their own philosophical view. Buddhists have their own philosophical view. Born-again Christians have their own philosophical view. Somebody's philosophy informs how they move through the world. The philosophy of healing that MDs are trained in is referred to as reductionism. And reductionism argues that the human body is a soup, a machine made of parts, and that it is the doctor's job, and the human body has no inherent healing capacity. Once you're sick, you're screwed, according to the MD. And it's the doctor's job, once you're sick, to march in and deliver to your body man-made synthetic drugs, the intention of which is to suppress and manage your symptoms. This is MD allopathic philosophy. Your body is a machine. There is no inherent soul force present in your body. Why? Because nobody's ever dissected the soul out of the corpse. If nobody's ever dissected the soul out of the corpse, it therefore doesn't exist. Because according to reductionistic medical philosophy, if you cannot measure it, it doesn't exist. So according to the MD, your consciousness is a function of biochemistry. And your body has no innate ability to fix itself. And once you're sick, you're screwed. And so your only option when you're suffering with an illness is to let the MD, the allopathic drug-centrist MD, deliver to your body medicines which suppress your symptoms, override and control the workings of the human body. Now, I won't talk long and hard about this. What political system believes that the people are not smart enough to take care of themselves, that every aspect of society must be controlled by the state? Communists, right? And you know, you can argue we're going that way here in the United States, but communist regimes, their whole thing is people are not smart enough to take care of the state, to take care of themselves. The government knows best. You know, it's the nanny state. The government has to do everything for you. Well, this is the MD's philosophy of healing. Your body doesn't know how to fix itself. The only person that can is your medical doctor by suppressing and managing your symptoms with drugs. I'm going to tell you the other side to this coin when we come back. Stick around. I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. This is Overdrive at InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Peter Glidden sitting in for Alex on the Overdrive segment of the InfoWars radio show. So here's the deal, right? Everybody in this country is sick and suffering. If you want information on science-based, clinically verified options to drugs and surgery, go to InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. If you would like to talk to a living, breathing human being that actually lives in the United States, not in Mumbai or South Africa, to get information about the health opportunity and or the business opportunity, which you should not overlook, 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. Where did I read? My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge, right? I mean, before we knew how to purify water, we didn't have long life expectancies. Before we knew how to eliminate our sewage, we didn't have long life expectancies. Before we knew how to shelter ourselves from the elements and heat our homes and cool our homes, we had relatively short life expectancies, right? These are things that we've all had to do in order to just survive on planet Earth. We got to find water and purify it. We have to eliminate our waste responsibly. We have to shelter our bodies, live in houses, and heat them and cool them. Well, there's one more thing we need to do that your medical doctor failed to tell you. In order for your body to maintain, to regain and maintain optimal health, your body needs 90 essential nutrients, 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids. The only problem is, unless the 90 essential nutrients are not present in the food, they're just not. The lion's share of our body's nutrient needs, the stuff that your body needs to keep its heart healthy, keep its joints healthy, keep its kidney healthy, keep its gallbladder healthy, keep its skin and brain and everything healthy, are minerals. 60 of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. That's two-thirds. That's 66%. Of your body's nutrient needs are minerals, things like calcium and selenium and sulfur and zinc. The only problem with minerals is the only person that can make minerals is God. Plants can't make minerals. Animals can't make minerals. For goodness sake, if plants could make minerals, we could bioengineer lettuce to make gold and we'd all be rich. Minerals are only found in the soils. They're found in the water table also, but that's because they've washed there from the soil, right? Minerals come from rocks. Erosion grinds down the rocks, and then the minerals are in the soil. The only problem is the minerals are not evenly distributed in the soil. They're spread out in veins, you know, like the chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. There's nowhere on God's green earth where all 60 minerals exist in the soil, and farmers aren't paid to mineralize the soil, especially not in the industrial agriculture world that we live in. Thank you very much, Monsanto. I don't think so. The 90 essential nutrients that your body needs simply to maintain its function are no longer present in the food that you're eating, period. They're not there. So that means unless you are actively supplementing your diet with vitamin and mineral and nutritional supplements, unless you are doing this, it's only a matter of time until something in your body breaks, until something wears out, until something goes south. And then you have a health concern. You have a chronic disease. You've got asthma. You've got type 2 diabetes. You've got high blood pressure. You've got congestive heart failure. You have fibromyalgia. You're infertile. Your children have Down syndrome or autism. You have insomnia or fibromyalgia or eczema or whatever. You're in the weeds. So what do you do? Well, you go to the only medicine that's practiced in your town. You go to the only medicine that's legal in your state. You go to the only medicine that your insurance pays for. That's MD-directed medicine. The MDs and the pharmaceutical companies have a lock on medical practice in the United States. We don't have a free medical market here. We do not have a free medical market. My profession, naturopathic medicine, is only licensed and regulated in 16 states. And the stuff that I know, Big Pharma does not want you to know. Period. For goodness sake, your body needs 90 essential nutrients. All right, you didn't have them, so now something breaks, and let's say you've got asthma. So you go to your MD, and he throws a drug at it. Now, from our point of view, asthma has its roots in nutrient deficiency, the deficiency of essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. You don't have asthma or a chronic disease because you have a bad gene. You don't have a chronic disease because you have a voodoo curse. You have a chronic disease because you have the wrong doctor. Your body has simply run out of the nutrients necessary to maintain and regulate its health. It's that simple. For goodness sake, if your car runs out of oil, what happens? The engine seizes, right? Does that mean there was anything inherently wrong with the mechanics of the engine? No. You just ran out of oil. You run out of transmission fluid, the transmission seizes. You run out of power steering fluid, you can't turn the wheel. You run out of air in the tires, well, forget it. And it's no different with the human body. The biggest problem that we have here in the United States, though, is because medicine has been monopolized by the pharmaceutical industry and the MDs for the last 100 years. Your medical doctor has no training in nutrition, no respect for nutrition, no appreciation for nutrition, and certainly no clinical experience with medical nutrition. Your medical doctor, bless his heart, is trained in drugs and surgery. Now, drugs and surgery are great if you have a bullet in your arm, if you have a bad tooth, if you get your leg blown off, heaven forbid, in Iraq, if you have a third-degree burn, if you have some type of trauma, that's the wheelhouse of the MD. That's the domain of the MD. That's what they are excellent at. For goodness sake, if you were wounded in Vietnam, you had something like a 17% chance of survival. If you're wounded on the battlefield today, over 80% of our soldiers are going to come home, because that's the domain of MD-directed allopathic reductionistic medicine. But where they stink is everything else. Everything that you go to the doctor for. Obesity. You want to know the solution to obesity that not even Oprah knows? Here it is. Your body has wisdom. This is the fundamental difference in the philosophies of holistic medicine, which is what myself and my colleagues are trained in, and the philosophy of reductionistic medicine that your MD is trained in. The MD believes that your body is a coincidental combination of biochemicals that happened back in dinosaur days and that was excited by a thunderbolt from a passing thundercloud. You've got to be kidding me. According to the MD, there is no inherent vital force. There is no inherent soul force in the human body. Once you're sick, you're screwed. Your body cannot fix itself. It's the doctor's job to manage things with drugs until they get so bad that you have to march in and get a new knee. And then 3 years later, when that knee fails, you get a refund? No. You get another knee, for goodness sake, if you can afford it. For goodness sake, obesity is caused by the wisdom of your body. The wisdom of your body. And here's what I mean by that. Weight gain. Obesity. Obesity is weight gain on steroids. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. For goodness sake, your body was so smart, it grew itself all by itself from a single-celled organism into you. You think if it could do that, it can fix itself? Well, you're darn right it can fix itself. It also knows how to regulate its affairs. So your body knows that it has the need for nutrients. It knows it needs calcium and zinc and sulfur and vitamin A and vitamin B and vitamin C. It knows it needs the 90 essential nutrients. It knows it. But because the nutrients are not in the food that we eat, your body is running out of nutrients. Now, after a time, your nutritional tank gets so low that your intelligence of your body freaks out. Your body knows that if you continue to run on nutrient fumes, your heart's going to break. Your gallbladder's going to break. Your joints are going to break. Your brain's going to break. Something's going to break. So your body freaks out and forces you to eat. Your body forces you to eat in the desperate attempt to fill its nutritional tank up, but holy smokes, the food that you're eating doesn't have the nutrients you need. So you go to Olive Garden, you eat 3,000 calories. 2 hours later, you're hungry again. So you eat and you eat, you can't stop eating. And then you go to your medical doctor, you're 150 pounds overweight, and they tell you you're lazy. Even though a United Nations study done a couple of years ago showed there's no relationship between exercise and weight gain. It has nothing to do with it. Your medical doctor will tell you, oh, you need to have your stomach cut out. That's your problem. Your stomach's too big. We need to do a gastric bypass. Oh, you have the fat gene. That's your problem. Well, it's nonsense. again, because your medical doctor, bless his heart, is a colorblind art critic. He does not know what we know. Your medical doctor has no understanding and no appreciation for medical nutrition. The only thing that makes people gain weight is that we eat too many calories. Well, was there anybody in the death camps of World War II that was overweight? Anybody? I don't care what their pre-existing medical condition was. I don't care what their age or their sex or their race was. When you don't eat, you lose weight. The only thing that makes people gain weight is we eat too many calories, period. The only thing that makes you eat too many calories is the wisdom of your body. Your body knows it's running on nutrient fumes. So your body forces you to eat in the desperate attempt to fill that tank up, but the food that you're eating doesn't have what you need. It just doesn't. So you eat and you eat and you eat and you eat, and then you eat some more and you never feel full. And then your medical doctor tells you your stomach's too big. You've got to be careful. This is a tragedy of biblical proportions. No pun intended. Now, you want to know how to fix this? Well, it's easy. So in order to get on the other side of obesity, the other side of weight gain, you need to support and promote the nutritional status of your body. That's all that you need to do. You need to fill your body's nutritional tank up to the brim. Fill it to the brim with the 90 essential nutrients. Now, not all vitamin supplements are created equal. Vitamins are like wine. There's a great deal of difference between Annie Boonspring's green apple wine and a nice, you know, California Cabernet. Well, they're all made from grapes. What's the difference? The recipe's the difference. I've been involved with naturopathic medicine, the clinical application of naturopathic medicine as a primary care naturopathic physician for over 20 years. And as God is my witness, the recipes of the vitamin supplements offered by the Youngevity Company, formulated by Dr. Wallach, eclipse anything else in efficacy that I have ever seen. Dr. Wallach's nutritional supplements produce more consistent results than any other nutritional supplements. Why? Because their recipe is better. It's that simple. Yeah, well, you're going to spend hard-earned money on vitamins. You got to buy them somewhere. You might as well get the best ones in the world. For goodness sake, if your kid wanted to be coached in basketball and you had the option to get him coached by Michael Jordan or by your high school basketball coach for the same amount of money, you'd go with Jordan, right? Why? Because he's the best. If Albert Einstein was still alive and your son wanted to learn science and you could hire Albert Einstein as a tutor or your high school science teacher, who would you hire? You'd hire Einstein. Well, if you want advice with nutritional supplements, quite frankly, you're a knucklehead if you don't lean on Dr. Wallach's clinical experience and Dr. Wallach's research resume. Dr. Wallach's knowledge base about science-based, clinically verified, non-drug treatments eclipses anybody else. Dr. Wallach is the Michael Jordan, the Wayne Gretzky, the Albert Einstein of holistic medicine. His stuff works better than anything I've ever seen. So, guess what? In his wisdom, Wallach has put together the 90 essential nutrients in one package. It's called the Healthy Start Pack. It's available here at InfoWarsHealth.com. It's called the Alex Pack, InfoWarsHealth.com. The recommendation is one Alex pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. If you take one Alex pack, one Healthy Start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month into your body, into you add that to your diet every day, it's a game changer. Because when you do that, guess what happens? It's the first time in your life your body has been nutritionally satisfied. The first time. Switches start turning on in your brain that have been turned off for decades. If you're struggling with weight gain, you take the 90 essential nutrients every day, and all of a sudden, you go to Olive Garden, there's 3,000 calories on your plate, you eat 800, and you're full. You take the rest home in a doggy bag. It's as simple as that, ladies and gentlemen. Give your body the raw materials necessary to fix itself. Get out of the way and let the body fix itself. You have no idea what you're missing. By the way, this isn't old-fashioned medical nutrition. This is new-fashioned. Science-based, clinically verified stuff delivered by holistic physicians who are licensed and trained in how to do this. As God is my witness, this is the best kept secret in the wonderful world of medicine. It really is. Our basic premise here is your body knows how to fix itself and your body wants to fix itself. And that most chronic diseases have their roots in nutrient deficiencies. Did you know that there are over 275 illnesses caused by not enough calcium? High blood pressure is one of them. Menstrual cramps, bad menstrual cramps, that's often a calcium deficiency. Inability to fall asleep at night is a calcium deficiency most of the time. Has its roots in a calcium deficiency. High blood pressure has its roots in a calcium deficiency. Muscle tics and twitches have their roots in calcium deficiencies. Ringing in the ears has its roots in a calcium deficiency. You don't have a bad gene. You don't have a voodoo curse. You have the wrong doctor. You've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. Why? Because your medical doctor and your insurance company and your pharmaceutical companies have told you that I'm a quack and that I should be avoided. Oh, don't go to those nature paths. Irony of ironies. Leading cause of death in the United States, MD-directed medical therapeutics. Leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States, MD-directed medical therapeutics. You want to change your life? You want to get on the other side of health? You want to support and promote your body's ability to fix itself with science-based, clinically verified stuff that you can get at the wholesale price and, in so doing, support InfoWars and the mission? Well, this is the best day of your life. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Or call 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. Talk to someone there. They will hook you up with the Alex Pack, with the Healthy Start Pack. That's a good place to start. Now, there's two things that we recommend people do in order to support and promote the health of their bodies. Number one, fill your tank up with the 90 essential nutrients every day. Fill it up with the Alex Pack, number one. Number two, eliminate from your diet 10 foods that we have determined as bad for you. Bad dog, no biscuit. There are 10 foods I don't even want you to look at, let alone eat. You stick with me in the top of the next segment, the last segment here, on Overdrive, on InfoWars. I'm going to tell you what those 10 bad foods are, tell you how to get those 10 bad foods, and tell you how you can get access to a cutting-edge, science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition therapeutics that will change your life. Stick around. I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. Don't even think about touching that dial.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Peter Glidden, happy to be standing in for Alex Jones here on InfoWars. Check it out, InfoWarsHealth.com. That's where you want to go, InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. Now, look, we're politically active here. So if you're frustrated, I mean, if you just had enough and you need to do something, you need to channel that energy somewhere, for goodness sake, go to my website, FireYourMDNow.com, FireYourMDNow.com. Click on the link on the front page for Clinton Miller and download the form. We have a form letter that I want you to download and sign, send to Clinton Miller, and then we're on a campaign here to make it possible for vitamin companies and physicians, holistic physicians, to have testimonials legally, to be able to express to the public the wonderful healing powers of science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. It's against the law right now. You can't do it. We're introducing a bill into the United States government to change that. It's there on my website. Click on it. Click on the Clinton Miller link on the front of my website, fireyourmdnow.com. Now, one more thing you can do on that website, sign up for my free monthly newsletter. When you sign up for the free monthly newsletter, you will gain access to my list of good food, bad food. This is the deal. There are 10 foods that I want you to stop eating, and here's the list right now. Don't have to worry about writing it down because you can just download it on my website by signing up for my free newsletter at fireyourmdnow.com. Here they are, the 10 bad foods: wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That's right, oatmeal, whole wheat. Who knew? Betty Crocker was not a doctor. Oil in a bottle, olive oil, fried food, well-done red meat. You gonna eat meat? Have it rare or medium rare as much as you want. Avoid meat that has nitrates added as preservatives to it. No more nitrates in your meat. Eat as much bacon as you want. Just make sure it's nitrate-free bacon. No more carbonated beverages with a meal. And no more skins of baked potatoes, yams, or sweet potatoes. You want to know why those foods are bad? Go to Amazon.com and download my book. Click on it. It's $9, $9.99. Who made the MD king? The MD emperor has no clothes. The MD emperor has no clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, as Benjamin Franklin said, we must all hang together, or most assuredly, we will hang alone. You don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to your health, the stuff that you didn't know will heal you or kill you. Get on board with the Alex Pack. It will make a specific and measurable, noticeable change in your life, in your health, within the first 4 weeks. Eliminate the 10 bad foods. Take one Alex Pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. God bless you and damn the torpedoes. I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. Check out my website, fireyourmdnow.com. Better yet, go to InfoWarsHealth.com. I will see you next time.